Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is the Mechadon CEO Smooth and you're on Die For Radio, baby. Holla at me.
What's up, y'all? This is the R-A-S, K-A-S-S, saying that from the West, taking it to your fucking chest like breath, and you are now tuned into Die For Radio. You know what it is. Right now, this is A-Plus from the Mighty Hieroglyphics, the Soldier Mischief crew, from now till infinity. We on Die For Radio. Check it out. Anytime you can speak your mind and hear some hip-hop from a head that's really going to tell you how it is. A-Plus in the house, 93 till infinity, Die For Radio. Much love.
This is your boy, Hilltime, MJ, MJG, you hear me? Die For Radio.
Check it out, y'all. It's your boy, Payne, putting it down for the world-famous M.O.P. One time.
Mic check one, two. Check this out, man. Recognize the voice. This is them boys. Tekken Steel, Smith & Wesson. You're listening to the number one station, Die For Radio.
Check it. This your man, the original Dirty Rotten Scoundrel, J with the Damager. And you rocking right now, Die For Radio. You know what it is.
Die For Radio in the house. You already know. Welcome to a beautiful Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? We got some great guests. And you know how we do it over here with, real hip-hop. And we want people to bring substance to the table. And, you know, definitely want people that have been around a while so that, you know, they have the, you know, the background of what they're talking about. Because I do want to, you know, somewhat attend to the younger crowd that follows me and make them somewhat do the knowledge. But definitely, we got Gene Gray in the house tonight. We got Mr. Long from Black Sheep. We got BG Knockout and Smooth the Hustler. So everyone's got a lot to say. Our phone lines are already blowing up. I appreciate everybody on the phone. I'm going to go to our first special guest, though. Miss Gene Gray is in the house. How you doing today?
Like, there's added pressure because I didn't bring any substance with me.
Oh, please. But, you know, actually, first off, welcome to Die For Radio. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us, for sure. First off, and foremost, should I say. But you're the last one to talk about don't have substance. I was reading this last week a lot about you, and I was a fan of your music to begin with, but you've been raised with music since you were born. Jazz musicians, Now, were both your parents musicians? I was reading up and apologize if I got that wrong, but were they both jazz musicians?
My mom was a jazz singer, and my dad is still touring. He's a jazz pianist.
Absolutely. So that's substance by itself, because, you know, one of the things I say a lot on this show is a lot of the newer crowd didn't really grow up listening to music. You know, when I grew up, I listened to jazz, soul, classical music, you know, Broadway plays with my sister, you know, classic rock, all sorts of blues, you know, and that's what I grew up listening to, even though I loved hip-hop, you know, but a lot of the kids nowadays just grew up kind of listening to hip-hop that's out there. They haven't gone back to research any of the old stuff or really listening any music, and I think a little bit of that is the disconnection we have, you know, with substance.
Yeah, it probably is, which is always, you know, interesting to me because I think, now there's so much access to so much music, like, directly at your fingertips. So I would think that more kids would be kind of into everything. I think there is kind of a disconnect. And, you know, not to, you know, rip on a whole generation or a couple of generations, because they're definitely, you know, I have friends who have kids who are introducing them to a lot of music really, really early and a lot of diversity really early, which is great.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I guess you could say an oxymoron a little bit because you have all this access. You know, I used to have to listen to it in vinyls, and if you wanted something, you had to go to the store and buy it. You know, the whole album, you know, unless you're buying the single or whatever. But you have all this access, and a lot of them still don't, you know, do the research.
That's right in front of you. Just taking the time.
Hello, you still there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, good. Technology.
Oh, yeah, and that's what I was just going to talk about. It's the same thing with people making music nowadays. You know, they have that technology and YouTube videos and everything right in front of them to learn how to mix a song, to use Pro Tools, to do anything like that, and yet you still see some horrible music come out of it. But, again, we're not talking about a civilization. I mean, you know, as far as right now, it's just I think about it every once in a while. But go on to other things. What is happening in your world nowadays? Let these people know what's new with Miss Jean Grey.
In the past, I guess I started releasing them in October. Since October, I put out three brand new EPs and then kind of a deluxe edition of all of that. And a book, I wrote a book and did an audio book that goes along with that. And just put out 2 days ago, maybe a day and a half, another album. And we're about to air the third and the fourth episodes of my sitcom that the half an hour. I don't like to say webisodes because,
I feel you. I love that.
Yeah, so I'm writing and producing and directing. I actually shot the last one as well and edited. So, a lot of work. It's a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
now,
teaching the kids.
Then, I mean, obviously, you're always going to do your music, and you're very, very talented with that. But getting into the production-wise, as far as movies and editing and stuff like that, is something you're going to continue to try to achieve and get better at and be involved in.
Yeah, my first, I guess, venture, we did the Help It Fairies video for a Christmas album a couple of years ago. And I think that was my first real, like, time editing, and I found out I absolutely loved it. And then went into Kill Screen, which I also directed and shot and edited. And then I did Khali's video, Khali's video for Favela Love with So George, which we shot in Brazil, so directed and edited and shot that one. I have a lot of fun with doing those sorts of projects, and you know, it's great to be able to step away from music and do the sitcom or the writing or you know, getting into the book side of things or even doing comedy. I'm actually doing a set tomorrow night at the Creek and Cave in New York, so doing a lot of things.
You know, we had Fredro Starr from Onyx on the show I don't know a few weeks ago, and somewhat asked him the same question about the acting part, and I said, you know, is this something that you thought you were going to like, and did you really like it like that? And he was like, you know, it is amazing. He kind of touched on what you said. He was like, it was still being productive. I was still involved in hip-hop, but yet it was a break from doing music. And he's like, not that I left the set and was like, I'm done doing music. He's like, because we'd shoot all day and I'd go back to the studio. But as far as being productive and doing something different, he's like, it made me want to do better music.
Yeah, I just like to be involved in anything that's creative. You know, if it's cooking, if it's editing, it doesn't matter. If it's, you know, crafting or building something around the house, like I just really like to get anything where I can use my imagination and be creative.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, I've worked in production as far as I've done sound for movies and TV shows and everything. It's a hectic live production is a hectic place to be. Even
it
if
is.
You love it, oh my goodness,
it is. You don't really know it, especially when you're doing your own production and you're like, who's in charge? Oh, it's me. I'm in charge. So, you know, I got to be on the set of Neil Drumming's Big Words, which everyone should check out. It's actually on Netflix right now. It's an amazing movie. And after that, I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to wait any longer to do the things that I wanted to do movie-wise or TV or film-wise. I'm just going to get into it right now. So hopefully I'm going to start. We're going to work on finishing this season of Life with Jeannie, which should wrap up. I'm guessing around May, and then I'm going to start working on my first feature towards the end of the summer, so I'm really excited about that.
Absolutely, absolutely. It sounds amazing. I mean, again, being in production like that, it's not easy to do. Then you still do music. I'm actually going to go into one of your songs real quick because these phone lines are crazy, and
okay.
Then I'm going to have you speak about it. We got Jean Grey live on Dolphin Radio. Very, very busy, very talented, and we're about to drop a jewel for you guys. Let's do this.
Mm-hmm. my temperature drop is 7 up. 1056, hell, praise the rock. I ain't a savior, just your neighbor like Amazing Peter. Mine is the spider bite, the webs, the aunt and uncle neither. Save the reasoning, the need to tuck the dynamite to even up the non-believers. Humble season was cool, sure. Now I'm seeing North Shore faces, and y'all sure? Turn around and walk 4 paces, I walk 4 or 5. Y'all 86 in all cases, I'm the figure 8 sideways, always ageless. Y'all in the club, aimless, blind, spade shit. My time is space mix, record a rhyme on spaceship. You way behind like you caught a ride on a slave ship. I'm the modern anomaly, breezing, Amelie faceless. Represent the basement, raised up, cageless, limitless, reminiscent of rapists. Boundaries? Got none. Rock, paper, shotgun. Octung, baby, not an ADD-80s, baby, I'm not from. Rated G, catering errors. I was the type of New Yorker rhyming at night in the park and hiding a knife in the hair. And even though mama was careful, I would be fighting so often, finding the light in the dark with time and just life in the mirror. Reflection, infinite, Esha. In the end, we are who we are. Kesha, late night dive-ball, sipping on a Vespa. I'm Bond and the villain in one time bomb tester. Dress mismatched like Confederate soldiers. Told y'all best to think fast, this level is over. Going for the kill screen, fist full of quarters. Billy Mitchell, I'm a fiend, jumping barrels. Famous sources was a preteen prodigy. Plethora of knowledge, I don't mean like Albert Johnson. I mean Gene was on to college. I'll never respect a comment from a novice. I'll never be just a common denominator, I promise. I was nominated flyer, so you see I'll take as high as the defiant one. The phoenix from the fire, hell mouth Leviathan. Only get killed at the end of time, so I'm buying some. This is heavy metal, Ryerson or Reitman. A mobile 81 either is right, man. Lifespan's eternal ever since I touched the mic stand. Put the mic in my right hand, left hook a nightmare. Rest good, hype man. Genie take it easy like bikinis on some white sand is on me. Combi, sipping on a zombie. Condi, nah, no bath salt spilling in my flask. I'm appealing to your class. Laugh now, get shot later with sedatives. Medicate to torture you some more, so all you better live. Edifice, living in a world full of Oedipus, whole relative, melanin, nepotism. Tell the kids hell is in, check the prison. I wanna teach particle physics business, 2000 better business class, syllabus rise up. You wanna get your Philistine thighs up, my ability's high, fuck, still willing to try luck. I wish I had guillotine garage doors, mass carnage, barnyard parties, animal carnivores, trash garbage, scars, guard hardies, mandibles, parting jaws, leading your dryer convictions, the art of war.
You're going to have plenty of reason to hate me. I'm going to show you cards and spades and lying for the next 50 years. I'm going to pay you back for every lie you're told.
Carl, kill you!
Radio, you already know what's going down. Jean Grey in the house. I mean, how many? First off, how many bars was that?
Bars. Just bars.
You're so fluid with what you do. You always have been. I mean, just a pure MC, a pure lyricist, and it's just still refreshing to hear. Everything you said had substance, so I don't know what you was talking about at the beginning of the conversation.
I've used it all up on all the releases. I've done too many. These projects that I've done just over the past, few months, it's been so much because it's pretty much like me putting out music in real time. And all the beats. And mixing them.
You're cutting out just a little bit.
Yeah. Just a little bit.
You still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, your cell phone was cutting out just a little bit.
My phone has hated me since I've moved to this new place. It's just doing that. What's the last thing I said that you heard?
You were basically the beginning of your statement.
Oh, damn.
The last few months, it's been really hard because you've been making music in real time.
Yeah, and, you know, it's not just, you know, writing it and putting it in and doing it. It's production and mastering and mixing and then promoting it and, you know, doing the artwork for stuff. So all of those projects, including Killscreen, I just started finally, you know, I was selling through Bandcamp and they were great and I loved them. And I was like, I think it's time for me to go just artist direct. So yesterday was actually my first day of selling direct, no middleman, no nothing, just straight from my website. So it's a real interesting place to be in.
Yeah, it is. Now, first off, that video is crazy.
Thank you.
For Kill.
I think thank you.
It's just amazing, the visuals on that. Who did that video? Were you involved in editing that and doing it?
I actually directed and shot and edited the video. So there was no one else involved. So it's, you know, me setting up the camera and, you know, running behind it. Really similar to the way we just shot the second episode of Life with Jeannie, which has a lot of nods to Killscreen. It's a lot of, you know, single frame. So it's kind of like there's this entire story within a story. And I wanted to do something different that's, you know, interactive for fans. And I always want to push the boundaries with whatever it is I'm doing, and I figured that people weren't, you know, really taking advantage of things that you could do with editing or things that you could do with visuals. And I'm very much a DIY person, so I did it. I really do everything myself.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I have to say, I'm a producer myself. I'm an artist myself. I do edit my own videos. I do all my own graphics. I do everything myself, so I definitely know the feeling. And I've done videos where you set the camera up, hop into the screen.
Yep.
And I've been there. I've even one of my first videos I did to make it look like I had a completely different shot, I put the camera on top of my windshield of my car, so it gave me an angle straight up. And then I got on top of my car and looked down, and it looked like it was just a crazy shot. But so I've definitely been there.
Yeah, I think people like us have always been in a space where, you know, we're not necessarily working with a machine behind us. And what's interesting is watching how the market changes and how the industry changes, that it's not labels giving out, you know, millions of dollars or thousands of dollars even to artists to be like, okay, this is how it can run. And they're starting to realize that you have to be really creative in order to push your product. So it's a very, very interesting time.
Yeah, it is. It is. And real quick question on your book. You said it was the book and then an audio version of it, too. Are you the narrator on the audio version?
I am. And I wanted to make it something that was, you know, super nostalgic and the way that I, you know, used to listen to audiobooks, and I think a lot of us did when we were kids, is, you know, when you're reading along and it says, when you hear the chimes, turn the page. I wanted to make it like a throwback situation, but it's a really fun book. It's a really fun listen. And, you know, even if you decide to be like, I don't really feel like reading along, you can just listen to it.
Yeah. I mean, where can they find that? You said 2 days ago. So where can they go, find the audio and the book?
Well, I had released them before, but everything is now up. So it's going directly from me. You can go to jeangraytv.com. And there's videos, there's 2 episodes that we've done already of Life with Jeannie, and there's all 3 of the Gotham Downs, the book, The State of Air, and the audiobook, which comes a package, and the new album that I just dropped yesterday, Jeannie.
Absolutely. That's what is happening. Now, I'm going to actually, these call lines, people are messing me like, yo, I'm on the line. I'm going to go to this 919, you in the house, Dodd Lansky and Jean Grey. What's happening with you? Dodd Full Radio.
You?
Woo, my man Mr. Raw in the house. What's happening, homie?
Yo, you know we checking in. You know what it is. You know, Raw Skin Dutch Show coming to check, show the support to my peoples. I was digging that last Jean Grey song right there. Can you tell us how to spell Jean Grey so we look you up right?
You can. It is JEANGRAE. Otherwise, you're probably going to get the comic book character, and it's not going to tell you too much about her rap career.
Definitely. So it's a J, not a G.
Yes, with a J.
No problem. I like that last song. That's my flavor right there. That's my essence. That gave me substance. It gave me, the beat didn't have to be too complex. It wasn't nothing crazy because it gave you a chance to focus on what the MC was doing. And
exactly.
it was controlling that music proper. So, you know, I do the same things that Diane Lansky do, production, writing, rhyming, all that other stuff. We have networks and we are sister stations that we deal with. So we are definitely going to look into what you're dealing with and embrace you the same way that you are being embraced by Die For, because that's our peoples right there. Salute.
Thank you very much.
And also, Mr. Raw, there's not too many people she hasn't worked with through her career. I've actually, you know, followed her for quite a long time. But the list goes on, and I know you do research. So when you do the research, you're going to be crazy, actually, how familiar you are
with me.
Yeah. All right.
Well,
you're
going to
be like, it was her. It's her.
I'm hoping to make you familiar with me.
I do it all the time.
After I hit you on Twitter and you accept me, and I hope you – I hope to make you familiar with me, and we could be familiar together, because this music is what we got, so we might as well take it to the heights and the levels that we can take it to.
No doubt. Thank you very much, man.
Definitely. Salute, sweet.
That's what's up, Mr. Raw in the house. You know, definitely goes down like that. And, you know, another quick question for you, too,
mm-hmm.
as far as the books, and this was actually from a Facebook.
Yes.
Are you planning on doing more writing as well? I know you've got the web vids or whatever the term is, but are you going to continue to do books as well?
I am. I'm actually just starting to think about what my next project is right now. I think I'm going to do something that I probably don't do, and I normally try to multitask about 80 different things at once. but I think I might hold off until the season of Life with Jeannie is over, because that is always a lot of writing, you know, and I don't have a team of writers. It's me writing every single episode. So, and it's a half an hour show, so it's quite a bit. So I think I'm going to hold off until the season's out, and then I'll get into the next book.
Now, being an artist and MC so long, when you sat down and actually started writing books or scripts, screenplays, mm-hmm. pitches, polishes, whatever they call it in the business, whatever you're doing at that time, mm-hmm. did you find it a transition to be able to write without rhyming? Did you?
No, I think it's much, easier, and it goes much faster for me. I mean, I write really fast in general. When it's rhymes, I never write anything beforehand. I always write directly before I record. And it goes pretty fast, but I think rap, is confining in those senses. Like, you know, I'd say a lot. I'm like, it's a ridiculous thing to do sometimes. You're like, really? Because I wouldn't want someone to talk to me in a conversation and just rhyme everything. I'd be like, oh, my God, just tell me what you need to say. You don't have to do that. So I think the freedom of not having to do that has been great for me.
That's interesting, too.
I mean, unless you're Dr. Seuss, because then you just have to talk to everybody and rhyme. But besides that, no. There's a lot more freedom. There's a lot more freedom in doing everything else. Oh, I forgot one thing.
Okay.
I'm also one of the new hosts on the Combat Jack show, so you guys can check that out.
Absolutely. Combat Jack. And what's that about? So the people are more...
Combat Jack Show is an amazing show. You can find it online and listen to episodes. I won't tell you about it too much. It's an amazing podcast, and I'm really glad that the guys asked me to be a part of it. So shout out to Combat Jack, Dallas Penn, Premium Pete, Just Blaze. Go take a listen.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I mean, like you said, you multitask about 80 different things at once.
Yeah.
What do you do when you do have spare time?
I actually have spare time today, and it's been a wonderful day. I've been doing a lot of nothing. It's been great. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. I've cleaned up a little bit, and I'm having some friends over for some beverages right about now.
That's absolutely wonderful.
Hi.
Beyond Die For Radio, which is definitely...
And I'm doing that at the same time. See, so I'm still multitasking. I can't get away from it.
And I have to say, you know, big shout-out to my family to bring us something. today was my day off until the radio show, and we took the family to Disneyland. So, you know, I mean, even though I wanted to relax, we went and had a good time at Disneyland. So we all
had a good time.
Yeah, we all had good days, and we ended up, you know, right here where we're supposed to be representing hip-hop. Well, you know what? Since you're having friends over and it's your day off,
yes,
I'm definitely going to let you enjoy your night because I know tomorrow you're probably going to be multitasking about 85
days. I am. Tomorrow is back to work, and then Thursday night I'm going to be in Detroit at St. Andrews opening for Hannibal Buress, so that should be a good time. So it's back to work tomorrow.
Absolutely, absolutely. If I could just ask you one favor before you leave and to give me a Die For Radio drop. Because kind of have you, can you do that for me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I kind of do the wake-up show type of thing, you know, and I like, especially someone like you, I like to have it and be able to play for people. So, again, like my man Mr. Raw there, they'd be like, Jean Grey, I wonder who that is. And they go do the research. We talked about this at the beginning of the show. So, you know, we want people to do the research and know what real music about, real substance. And, you know, I'm ready whenever you are. Die For Radio.
Okay. Hey, what's going on? It's your friendly neighborhood superhero, Jean Grey, and you are listening to Die For Radio. Please don't die like Uncle Ben.
Ooh. Absolutely. Thank you so much. And absolute pleasure having you here. Definitely.
Thank you.
Keep us informed of what you have going. You know, I have my website, dieforproductions.com, and I like to keep my fans involved in what my guests are doing, especially with the book, and you're starting a new one and, you know, everything. So definitely behind the scenes, I'm going to make sure I get all your websites and everything like that so I can get it on the site and get it pushed out to the fans because I'm waiting to hear it.
Thank you so much, and good
interview.
No
problem. Have a great night with your friends, and we will be talking to you soon. Thank you so much.
All right.
Welcome to Die For Radio for sure.
Bye.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, that's the way we do it around here, you know, multitasking. What does anybody know about multitasking? I know I multitask. Everybody that I mess with multitask. So, you know, she's taking time out of her schedule on her day off to represent music. And I love this platform we have, people, because that right there is exactly what we try to do. My man, Mr. Raw, who knows hip-hop like crazy, is now going to do the research on Jean Grey, figure out, oh, man, I did hear that. I didn't know that was her. Boom, this, that, and the third. And then now, here we are, you know, and I can't say enough. I'm just so blessed to have this platform. I'm so blessed to talk with people like her and the other guests we've had. And just another beautiful day here at Die For Radio. And, of course, we got some more special guests coming. You know what I'm saying? We got Mr. Long from Black Sheep. We got Smooth the Hustler. And we got OG BG Knockout. So, you know, everybody, again, is going to bring the substance to the table, is going to bring the conversation to the table, and the fans are just killing the line. So, you know, 646-200-4945. Press 1 if you want to speak to us. Otherwise, you know, I'll let you hold your peace down there on the bottom of the queue. You want to get back on the top of the queue, go ahead and press 1. You know, real quick, I'm going to go to this J.Ru the Damager, produced by Large Professor. He was just on our show last week. Definitely feeling the song. Die For Radio. Coming back with the other special guests. Big shout out to Miss Jean Grey. Man, just a pleasure talking with her, and I just can't say enough about, you know, wishing her the best success in the future and with everything she's doing, and we'll definitely stay involved to keep you guys informed. Die For Radio, J.Ru the Damager, Solar Flares. Come on.
I move defies the laws of physics. I travel through dimensions, writing rhymes with the mystics. I reread the fabric of time to be specific. Maneuver through the universe, young, black, and gifted. Divine designs with the tachyon particles. Live from the trenches of Brooklyn, it's the original. Chemistry unaltered by synthetic chemicals. Blessed with the power of God, delete your physical. Difficult time, only further strengthen the spiritual. Air is crystal clear, I fear no individual. No first in every line that I rhyme, I'm immersed. The soul of soldier from the birth to the earth, study the verse. My work so superb is a curse. My mind extremely sharp when I think my head hurts. If I keep killing the flow, I'm afraid of the burst and the force to generate to destroy the universe. Matter help me explore the galaxy, time moving things with my rhymes, mental telepathy, chemicals combined with beats, advanced alchemy, math and science, master microphone wizardry, ahead of my time, futuristic technology, God in the physical form, anthropology, raw bloodline, divine genealogy, the word in the time before time, cosmogony, atomic energy flow, heterodoxy, most philosophy is hypocrisy, in the depth of the cosmos, I'm totally free, good thing I'm mostly water, cause life is a tree, here's a scoop, even in a lot is the truth, forget the roots, you know what it is by the fruits, I speak proof, the beast by biochemical suits, I'm afraid the heat I generate and melt the boot, boom. Is average, but my spirit is colossal. 2,000 years, what I write will be the gospel. I sent you the life like O2 through your nostrils. Riding lightning bolts, trading tales with apostles, saying do things that's deemed impossible. Master my realm, so in fact it's logical. Camel through the eye of the needle, improbable. Feast for your ears and the flavor delectable. Orgasmic voice, but it's far beyond sexual. Borderline mystical, baffled or intellectual. Dissect your signs to the last molecule. So electric, my brainwave is measured in joules. The flow, intoxicating like a gallon of booze. Universal, law and order, reinstate the rules. Faith is what you make it, be wise when you choose. This rhyme, a landmine, blow you out your shoes. Because the sun don't freeze.
On deck, 5FC, Black Moon on deck, was good, chilling.
Check this out, man, Richie Rich in the house, West Coast. Shout out to Dipo Radio.
My name is Fat Sean, for those who don't know, I want to shout out Dipo Radio.
I'm known as the legendary Cocaine.
This is Down by Law, X-Clan, get up with the mainstream outlaw. Brother Jay, big up to all the clan and the powers, and big up to Dipo Radio.
Shout out to Dipo Radio, the kid, Young Mouth, Dragon Gang, bang, bang.
This is Big Hutch, a.k.a. Cool 187. Dipo Radio, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, what's up, yo? This is Tyra Smith. I'm cool with my man, Dyer. Holding it down, Dipo Radio.
Yo, what's rocking?
Dipo Radio.
You heard the tag, you heard the name, Dipo Radio. Just another beautiful night for hip-hop, and I'm just proud to be here to represent it in the best way I can. Again, big shout-out to Gene Gray. Definitely was... I'm already getting messages like, yo, I didn't know who that was. I'm looking it up. This is amazing. So, you know, I hope everybody gets a chance to go to her website. I'm going to make sure that everybody gets that proper information because that's just the way it goes around here. And like she said, she just put everything up there herself. So let's go support her. She supported us by being on the show. You know what I'm saying? And we're definitely going to support her and make sure that people get to do the knowledge, my favorite phrase around here, Dipo Radio, on her and her future endeavors. So I'm going to go to this 510 caller, 510-709, Dipo Radio. What's happening with you?
Hey, what's going on, man?
I'm chilling. Who are we speaking with?
Oh, my name is Fernando Allen, man. I was with the group Special Generation back in the day, MC Hammer. We toured with him for a while. So y'all speaking to me right now.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, Coincidentally, we also had Oaktown's 357 on last week as well.
That's my girls.
Yeah, absolutely. We had, you know what I'm saying, we had Sweet LD on the show, and then Terrible T called in, and we missed her. She got disconnected or something. We were hoping to chop it up with her. But what's up with you, man? What's new in your world?
Oh, man, I'm I got some new stuff I'm working on, some solo stuff. I'm working with some cats out of San Jose, JC and Damon, and we're putting some stuff together. So we got our first single. It's called Dance With Me. It's going to be hot.
Absolutely. Where can people find it?
Well, right now it's in the studio. It's not even out yet. I'm just letting you guys know. I'm letting everybody know on Die For Radio that look for it this year sometime. It should be on iTunes, Amazon, anywhere you can pick it up.
Absolutely.
Or download it.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, yeah, man, we just, you know, how we do over here at Die For Radio, represent the music, represent the people, great conversation, great substance, you know what I'm saying? It's the way we do
yeah.
it all week long.
I feel you. So, I mean, just...
And
you
that's
know,
what's up.
History.
Did you call
Go
in? What'd you hear about the show from?
My boy, Todd Davis, man. Todd Davis hooked me up, and he said you guys are doing some good stuff at Die For Radio. And I said, well, let me call in. I want to be a part of it.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So big shout out to Todd Davis, man. That's my boy right there. You know what I'm saying? So definitely
yeah.
appreciate him. Spreading the word. Do me a favor real quick. Hold on the line real quick so I can get your info on the back line. I'm going to hit a couple more of these callers, and I'm going to play some music. And we're actually waiting for Mr. Long to come through from Black Sheep. You know what I'm saying? So just
yes,
hold on just a few minutes so I can get some information from you on the back line, okay?
All right. I appreciate you.
No problem. No problem. Appreciate you calling in, man. Doffel Radio. Always having new people come along, and that's a beautiful thing. Big shout-out to Todd Davis. I'm going to hit the 717 number. I believe this my girl, Duchess. Duchess, what's happening?
Doffel, what's up, baby?
Oh, you
what's
already
good,
know
kid?
What's up. I'm here chilling, having a ball.
You already. I'm sitting here listening to the show, and I was just thinking, you know, how much I love this game. Do you know what I'm doing, Di? I'm sitting here picking out the mask I'm going to wear on Saturday when I perform.
That's what's up. I wish I was closer because you know I would be there to represent my girl Duchess. Unfortunately, I'm a whole country away, but I'm there in spirit with you.
I know. I'm hoping you're going to be there in June. Me and Mr. Royal. That's all we've been talking about is we hope Doc can come. You is our G for real, so I hope you can come celebrate my birthday with me in June. I know you're a busy man, so if you don't make it, I know your heart is there, but I would love to party with you, true story.
Absolutely. I'll do my best to get there in June. That gives me enough time to play my cards right to get out there. So hopefully I can make that work. That's plenty of time to make something happen, even if it's for a couple of days, you know, fly out there and get it in and come home and, man, that's what's up. Got it. We'll talk about it. We'll try to get it cracking. That's what's up. So what's up? What's up with Greenleaf? Anything new with you guys?
Well, we got it's crazy that we got a couple new segments going on. So I just want, you know, people to be aware for Wednesday. We got Greenleaf authors. We got Greenleaf hairstylists. We got Greenleaf Designers, and then we still got Greenleaf Wednesdays. And then Sunday, we got Greenleaf Babies. So if you have kids, it started off from children 10 to 15, and it's escalated. Now we got kids from 4 to 6, and then we just added from 16 to 18. So, you know, it's been crazy. I hope you come through, Don, and just listen. We had a 3-year-old girl that actually she writes books. That came
wow.
through, and yeah, so, you know, it's all of the kids, you know, Dutch love, I don't personally have any children myself, unfortunately, but, you know, Dutch loves the kids, so, you know, if any other segment you don't come to, just, you know, call in on Sunday and support these babies, you know, that's
yep.
about the main thing I want to put, you know.
Absolutely, well, I'm going to put something else through right now, so rock out with us, because I know you want to hear this. Die For Radio. We'll be right back with our special guest. That's Duchess Greenleaf all day. Come on.
There's one thing I want you to do for me.
What?
Come here. When?
Put my third eye unlocked, I can see clearly, I'm wake unconscious, they can hear me now, already know I'm coming, just play my position, only get in with knowledge and lyrical admission, gotta make them understand I'm a limited edition, and I'ma go hard without their permission, touch it on a whole nother level, listen, I figured I was shepherded up since I was in the kitchen, I'm the chosen one, supposed to happen in case I didn't mention, the middle of the ring, nothing but space and opportunity, protected by the force, it's nothing you can do to me. Noodled, in it for the long haul, whole kick a boodle. I'm about to go all in, I ain't got no friends or pop the piston. Fuck a 9-to-5 nigga, I came here to glisten. Feeling the actions, I'm heavy on the mentions. Green leaves, everything is always my intention. No, from the beginning, I left for a minute, but now I'm back. Somebody dropped the key to success in my lap. Now how many phases must I go through? And how much talent do I gotta show you? Before you start believing in the movement, follow Dutch 6-1-2-3, what the fuck are you doing? Everybody get them hands up high. Get them hands up high. Hands up high. Dutch is in the building, we gon' party tonight. Get them hands up high. Hands up high. Dutch is in the building, we gon' party tonight. Get them hands up high. Hands up high. Dutch is in the building, we gon' party tonight. Nah, I don't got a choice, for me it's ride or die. Oh, Kelly got me believing that a bitch can fly. And big girls ain't supposed to. Hey, you don't think I'm the hottest in these streets, bitch. You in denial. I rep NYCBX poster child. I know success is ahead. I'm just coasting now. And my rhymes cause catastrophes like Hurricane Katrina. Attitude like a pity. It's a little bit meaner while I'm drooling from the mouth. I'm hungry, son. Hope you ain't tired of Dutch, cause I just begun. I'm a different type of chick. Real arrogant. Gemini 6-12 and don't take no shit. The gods call me a queen. They see the boss in me. I'm elevating from the earth so the shine's deserved. It's such the magnificent, I do it so innocent. Drop these jewels, that's written for your benefit. Everybody get them hands up high. Get them hands up high. Hands up high. Dutch is in the building, we gon' party tonight. Get them hands up high. Hands up high. Dutch is in the building, we gon' party tonight. Get them hands up high. Hands up high. Dutch is in the building, we gon' party tonight. So maybe I should slow down for him. It's too much pressure, but no matter my gold only get better. I know haters wish it wasn't true, but I'm staying forever. About to put the game on freeze, fool. Zip up your sweater. Haters wanna block me. I'm way too clever and much too intelligent. Your approval irrelevant. Veteran. Sometimes my rhymes can cause brain freeze. Get the etc. I don't spit for free, nigga. $5, I'm selling it. Front on me, I'ma have to start belling. You don't know by now. About to run this game. Dutch is mystic, misunderstood, know my name, nigga. Stay in your lane or get your diaper changed. This is grown woman shit, some ain't made for this. Some say I'm too cocky, I bleed 125, bitch. Don't make me have to smack the Similac off your lip. Everybody get them hands up high. Get them hands up high, hands up high. Dutch is in the building, we gon' party tonight. Get them hands up high.
Yo, this is Redman in the building, of course. Gilla House, of course. Jersey in the building, of course. When I'm riding around in the hood, smoking on that dower, of course. I'm turning it real loud. My bud and my marijuana is real loud. But you know what else is real loud? Is that Die For Radio. You motherfuckers is loud. So if you got one rolled up, you got your seatbelt on, of course, and you're lighting a fatty, tune in to Die For Radio, Red Man in the building. Y'all smoke one, and may Bud be with you. Let's get it. Die For Radio.
Big shout out to my dude, Red Man. He was killing it with that drop. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can catch that archive on thehypemagazine.com or dieforproductions.com. Big shout out to the Hype Magazine. You know what I'm saying? I'm loving the work that we're doing with them. So y'all going to see big things. Not that they're not already doing big things. Well, with the addition of everything we're doing and connecting together and networking together, it's definitely a beautiful thing. I'm going to hit the 716 caller. This should be NESTO.
NESTO on the instant for Nasty. What up, Dyer?
You already know, homie. I'm sitting here chilling, enjoying my time. Definitely had a great conversation with Miss Jean Grey. And, man, we just doing it real big around here. You already know. What's up with you, homie?
I was just getting home from work. If you don't mind, could you put Dutch on the line? I wanna speak to her real quick.
You still rocking with us? Dutch.
I am being specially requested with myself.
I just wanna show my love to you and say I'm sorry I missed what's called Greenleaf tonight, but yo, we rocking out with our big bro. It's called Die Lancy on Die 4 Radio tonight.
Listen, don't ever apologize. If you miss me over there, then you come over here. We at our uncle house over here. What you talking about? We chilling. We on the couch. What you mean?
Yeah, man. I'm loving that distance. I guess I was actually getting hyped to it as I was listening to it. And then it's called, like, I wanna
thank you, my T.
Hey, I want to hear. I actually got a request. I want to hear what's called Breaking Bad for my Don Lansky.
Yeah, that's my shit.
And I want to hear.
I'll get
story.
That on for you for sure, homie. I'll get that on. And don't forget, you know, check out, you know, Nesto's mixtape on DatPiff, y'all. Don Lansky's featuring on it. You know what I'm saying? So if you're a Don Lansky fan, you're definitely going to be a Nesto fan. Go check that out.
Yes, I am a youngin' that's bringing substance. I'm trying to be the new generation of real hip hop.
That's what
I look at it as like, yo, I'm representing the East Coast as hard as I could on that mixtape. So, I just hope everybody download it and appreciate good music.
Well, city on the map, homie, city on the map. You already know.
But, yeah, I want to hear that Breaking Bad. That's official. All
right, for sure. I got you. So rock out with us. I know you're already going to do what I'm actually going to do right now is go over to my other special guest, Smooth the Hustler, on the line. What's cracking with you, homie?
What's up, man? What's good?
Man, just pleasure having you on here. I'm glad we got to, you know, catch up with you, and definitely, man, it's Die 4 Radio. This is the way we do it. What's new in your world? Tell these people what's cracking with you.
Oh, man, I just put out a mix CD, 7 joints, all original music. I just dropped a new CD, Full Time Hustle. There it is. I put all my Brooklyn homies on it, AZ, Sean, M.O.P., Papoose, and just to show the strength in Brooklyn. It's the beginning of this new Brooklyn Boys Club, this BBC shit we doing. And you can get it now for free. You know, I got it up in on DatPiff, or you can search it, Google it around, whatever fits your taste. Is there. So, you know, I've just been on the grind, D. What's good?
Oh, you already know, man. And I'm enjoying it, by the way.
Appreciate it.
I mean, definitely been bumping it. I was a fan since back in the day regardless. I mean, and I like how you say, you know, you got those artists on there. You always, regardless of what you did solo, roll with some heat, no matter what feature you had. You worked some very talented artists. You know, how do you feel kind of, the game has changed a little bit. I know that's everyone's question, but I'm gonna be a little more specific with you. How you approach hip hop right now? How has that changed since back in the day?
Wow, I mean, back in the day, you ain't the internet wasn't as savvy, so you had to be more hands on. We was pressing up our CD, we was pressing up our albums and cassettes. And, you know, we would physically have them in our hand and moving them around, taking them to the DJs, getting them in the stores. And, you know, now it's, you know, MP3s and, you know, things of that nature, which is cool. I mean, the hustle done elevated 100 times. So, I mean, you know, you just got to just stay on top of a new wave, and just, you know, inject, you know, some of that old shit in it. So I mean, I always just do me. You know what I'm saying? I try to stay up with what's going on, but you know, just as far as a business, because I mean, the new wave. If you ain't got online or something, you missing millions of folks. So, you know, the wave is different, but the hustle can.
And I agree too. I mean, the digital era we live in, I always say too, it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
It does give a lot of people access who are talented, whether they were signed before, independent artists haven't been signed. And if they're talented, they can push themselves. You know, you don't have you don't have to have a major to get noticed. Now, I had this conversation about majors. I had a ladies' night last week, and we had Charlie Baltimore and Rod Digga on, and Marvelous.
All right, salute to the queens.
Just the queens. And they all said, surprisingly, I love the freedom of being able to do what I want. I would take a major any day.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, to each his own, you know, to each his own.
Oh.
I mean, I always felt independent was the greatest freedom of expression. Even when I signed my deal, in like 95, the stipulations was, you know, they was to sign me and my production company. They didn't just sign me as an artist. So I had the freedom to kind of put out the type of records that you guys heard and accepted me for. I mean, without me having that level of freedom, you know, who knows what the labels would have chose to, you know, well, I know what type of records they was looking for. And I wasn't trying to give them that. I wanted to give them that straight, raw, edgy street shit. And they wasn't ready for it at the time. But, again, Profile, they let me do me. And I got a chance to hear Hustling and Broken Language and all that other stuff. So independent was always the wave. I started independent before I got signed. And while I was signed, I was still putting out my own stuff, investing in my own stuff. So, yeah, it's always great to be self-sufficient, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you brought up Broken Language. What's going on with Trigger? What's going on with him nowadays?
Yeah, Trigger is good. Trigger actually opened up a security company in Virginia. He opened up an armed security company. He got a few dudes from Brooklyn out there with their licenses and all that stuff. So he's doing good. But I just had him up here. And we banged out a bunch of records. He just finished a mixtape that's just fucking insane. So, you know, that'll be sometime in May, you know, late May. He looking to drop that. So in the meantime, he just going to be on my stuff. We're going to be releasing a few exclusive Smooth and Trig joints through my Twitter account. Yeah, so y'all can find. That's some Hustler, H-U-S-T-L-E-R. Just follow me on there and you get some goodies. But he's working. He got a new
And speaking of them goodies, I'm going to go to this Caught Up track. Tell the people a little bit about this track.
It originally, my man Thanos, he produced the track. And he sent it to me. I was politicking with Sean. Shouts to my nigga Sean Poe. And he was, you know, he can't come back to the States. But we've been kicking it. And I'm like, man, we got to do a record. So I sent him the record. And he was like, damn, I can't get in the studio. He was in Israel at the time. Then he shot back to Belize. So he's like, yo, he just called and left a message. And you know, I had sent them a few records prior just to hear what was going on. And that was the voice. He left a voicemail, yo. So I said, you know what? That's what I'll do. I kind of, like, based this around my niggas checking in on me. So that's what I did. Like, I just told niggas, yo, just check in, holler. I'm doing the CD. Check this out. Let me know what you think. And so that's all on everybody calling, checking in. But shouts to Sean. That's the setup. Caught Up is the joint. the video for that in a few days. Yeah, and Sean going to make a guest appearance in the video, so shouts to him.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So we can check out this track. Smooth, don't go anywhere, because definitely the fans want to holler at you. I got some more questions for you. Everybody on the lines, hold on. But we need some music right about now. Die for Radio with Smooth the Hustler. Let's go.
Smooth the Hustler. What up? Sean Paul. See your full-time hustle. Yeah. That CD crack, you heard? Brooklyn. We on. Money, guns, Brooklyn.
Thank you for your support. The hustle continues.
SMG. Trigger the gang. Mama said there'll be times like this, so 8 hours like a 9-to-5 shift. Cut from the same cloth my pops had. Split a beach towel, now we both got wash rags. Daddy wasn't home much, out doing holdups, trying to uphold a household, and so what? Most of my friends, they have daddies growing up. I was lucky, I ain't peep it, now I'm old enough to see it, yeah. Through the window of the Benz, I reflect. My reflection is someone to the end I respect. So when I step in front of him, though my gear is correct, my connection and loyalty to him's to the death. My success, importantly, I begin to accept. So I'm offended if someone comprehends something less. My obsession is something I pretend to neglect. Though my profession was funded by the friends I connect. Organized confusion, I'm a mess. When it's organized, the music, I'm a threat. Yet, it's funny how the same homie counting on you for ends to be the same phony that got it out for you. Yeah, growing up, you used to rob for me. Blew him up, he switched sides on me. Damn, we used to call ourselves 3D. Knew him since 4, now he can't get a 5 from me. Somebody show me the top 5. I knock guys under 6 feet when the shots fly. You not fly, stop by the chopper with a cock eye. The scope on top, not by long shot. God cannot dodge. So for future reference, y'all can't get with me. In your presence, I'm past y'all. The rest is history. And the moral of the story, it ain't one. So take what you can from this man versus paint one. I'm caught up in the life. I'm caught up in the life. Don't get caught in the wrong. I tote guns, but I know it ain't right. I'm caught up in the life. And the unfortunate life that goes with it. Don't get caught in the hype. Niggas caught up in the hype. Caught up in the light, fast cars, fly girls at night. I'm caught up in the light, caught up in the light. I'm first family, no relation. So no relating to my Thugication Association. Or my gangland affiliation, face it. That quiet money make it my motivation. You ain't paper chasing, slow your pace then. I'm used to getting it fast, no patience. Divide the time of the day by the time that it takes to grind to get paid, the time to stay, no patience. Show y'all how serious this can get. I got Brooklyn on speed dial, this is it. I got niggas in the pee now, like this the shit. You think you cold, so they care who you chilling with. I sit and kick it with niggas you idolize. Topic of discussion is you niggas out of line. The clock ticking, they figured was our demise. The block clicking for trigger and not a rise. Family is sacred, some niggas envy the thought of that. Disrupt your brotherly love, all because of that. Stunt talk about they ride, how smart of them. I handpick niggas to curve to start parking them. The gang killed my homie, wish I could rewind the time. You get to live every time I rewind the rhyme. My boy Swindle blow it down, son tote. So now, Noel get left unsmoked. The industry, they real stingy, until then we keep spending my own penny, I'm still indie. Dope coke, credit cards, stick up loan sharking. Blue magic on white lines, no margin. Niggas got slick, elevated the hustle. Niggas got rich, but celebrated the struggle. We talk politics, everything's subtle. We talk dollars, then everything's trouble. Saw you on the strip, posted up, flipping, holding your dick. Look, you ain't pop nothing but shit. Heard you strapped, dying to come. Good, come to die. I come leave you sprawled on your 9 for lying on your gun. Mr. Outlaw, scared to pop off. Look, get out of my sight. You bout as right as a southpaw. And niggas heard you got bands. I want some. You a target. Marching to the beat of your own drum.
I'm caught up in the life. I'm caught up in the life. Don't get caught in the wrong. I tote guns, but I know it ain't right. I'm caught up in the life. And the unfortunate life that goes with it. Don't get caught in the hype. Niggas caught up in the hype. I'm caught up in the life. Fast cars, fly girls at night. I'm caught up in the life. Caught up in the life.
Die For Radio with Smooth the Hustler, Caught Up.
Yeah.
And, you know, I picked that song, too, because a lot of emotion in there when you're rapping.
Oh, man, it's just, you know, you get kind of annoyed. You know, I've been in the trenches. Like, I'm from the trenches. You know, we hustle, we sell drugs and all that shit to feed our family. You know, the car and the jewelry and shit. Those was drug dealing necessities. So, I mean, we never really glorified it. We glorified it to some degree. We celebrated. We celebrated. But, you know, we wasn't blowing money. And, you know, the niggas who did it, they did it. Those who didn't, they ain't front like they did it because they couldn't. They wasn't allowed. And, you know, I mean, nowadays it's just different. Like, anybody come out, say they balling, they drug dealing, they can be from any walk of life and never done any of that. And the media perpetuate this big drug dealer doing all type of wild shit. And, you know, they selling that image to the kids. I got sons and I got a daughter. And, I mean, it's just fraudulent. So, I mean, that record kind of addressed that. That's for my niggas who really been doing it, who lost niggas, who, you know, fuck lives up and shit like that, who now, you know, recognize that. And, you know, just calling niggas who's fraudulent, just kind of picking at them. So that was my joint, man. You know, the real gonna feel that because it's from the gut. I ain't dancing around, I ain't throwing money in the air, I ain't talking about them getting $1 million and fucking it off and all that on wild shit. So, yeah, caught up.
Yeah, definitely. And that's part of what I said, like, with the motion part is I like hip-hop. Well, I like, obviously, all sorts of hip-hop. But I like them songs where you can hear the artist, I don't want to say perturbed, but you hear the little thing in the back of the throat that is almost an octave to where it's like, okay, this dude's serious of what he's saying right now. And it is the emotion of it, you know what I'm saying? So I was definitely feeling that track. Now, saying that, though, you still get the same chills, the same vibe and everything when you're in the studio right now as you did when you first started?
Actually, yeah, man. It's crazy because the momentum is just elevated, actually. I'm a writer at heart, so you know, I'm writing for a few artists now. I mean, just quietly. I've always been writing for people. But I'm writing for this rap artist, and I'm writing for a pop young lady from overseas. So I love writing and, you know, just being in the studio creating is great. I mean, it's always great when I can vent. I love venting in a very creative way.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's my therapy right there. I love getting off in the studio. So, yeah.
I always say it's my punching bag.
Definitely
being in the studio. I'm an artist myself. That's my punching bag. Although I still want to stay in shape. Not that I'm using that, but I mean, as far as you know, aggression and everything, it definitely helps with that because you get to vent, and everybody's gonna listen. You know, you do a track that's tight enough, everybody's gonna listen. So,
yeah, and then the cold part, when you play it back, I know for me, when I play it back, I usually get a sigh of relief, like, that shit is out. Like, I got it out now. Now on to my next emotion. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, and the reason I asked, too, I mean, obviously you're still doing music, so you have the passion, but what, Broken Language, that was in 95, correct?
Broken Language was in 95, 96, yeah.
I mean, that's a year that would give you chills by itself as far as hip-hop, you know, and it drastically has changed since then. So just, you know, I know personally you know, probably still got the chills, but do you feel about the entire game like there's still hope for the circle of good hip-hop to come back?
Of course. I mean, of course.
And they're still hip-hop. There's still hip-hoppers out there doing their thing. So I'm not taking anything away from any of them. But, you know, a lot of what hip-hop is out there right now, it's kind of the outside looking in. You know what I mean? So
True indeed. You know, I mean, with time, hopefully that'll change. You know, with a lot of platforms such as yourself, you know, you give at core a chance to be heard, and that's great. So they can develop and create their own fan base. And at the end of the day, the streets speak. Look at me doing my forwards and backwards shit. The streets speak because, you know, it was a time when, you know, I couldn't, they were saying broken language and that would be on the radio. Like Smooth the Hustler or, you know, hustling, it wasn't even a lane for that. It wasn't even a market for that. So anything can be broken with the streets' approval. So, you know, it's just being unified and just, you know, if they want to hear that, they got to call up their local radio stations and shit like that because it's all about programming.
Yeah.
You got program directors and, you know, people make decisions. And, you know, companies make decisions as well, but they make decisions based on the consumer. And if the consumer don't want that shit, then it's just not going to happen. So, you know, I mean, it's a tricky thing because they control the media and what you see and what you listen to most of, you know, 95% of, you know, of how that work is all business. So, I mean, you know, you got to get in that kind of program. And the only way you do it is just by being consecutive and just, you know, keep putting out that good shit and being heard and being seen and being everywhere and, you know, stay doing what you're doing.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And we could talk hours about how there's program directors and how stuff is controlled. We can talk about that for hours. But I'm definitely going to hit these because I know you a busy man, got music to do. 919, my man Mr. Raw, we chilling with Smooth the Hustler. What's happening with you?
The BK rapper, the hot pepper, my nigga forever, always spitting that lever. Man, stop that, nigga. You better act like you don't know. Salute to the G. What's good with you, family?
Oh, man, you know, just staying on the 1-2s, man, you know, staying away from these suck-ass niggas. But, you know, just doing that work, putting in that work.
Hell yeah.
What's good?
I know this is crazy. You ain't going to remember. This is too far back to remember. But, mad years ago, you came up to my place of work late night, 2 o'clock in the morning, just aggy about life. And you saw me and my dude in there writing, and you was like, "Yo, I see your man in here doing music." I was like, "Yeah, next time you in better moods, come through so we can spit them bars up."
So yeah, I probably was in a twisted mode, but you know, don't shade the parade. You know, sometimes
we didn't take it no way. We ain't take it no way at all.
So it was all love. I you know, 98% of the time, I'm a genuine nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm always approachable. I love fucking with the street niggas. Like, I fuck with niggas. You know, we all in the same hustle. So, you know, at any point, if I ever came across as an arrogant nigga, you know, I was in my 2% fuckery zone. Well, I don't want to be bothered, but yeah, man. So y'all, you doing your 1-2s, huh?
Yeah, that's how we do it, man. We do this. We still been doing it ever since that time. That just goes back to show you that love is love. This music thing is a mutual love that we all have, and it's good to hear that you've been still writing and keeping current and showing these dudes where these bars are supposed to be at. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I heard the passion in the last work. And I'm just looking forward to hearing the new work. That's all it is.
Oh, man, appreciate it, man. Fam, same to you too, man. Man, link me on the Twitter game. Stay connected. I see what you went to. See what you're doing. You know, the hustle continues. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is.
Small world. Mm-hmm. The game is small. Like, you know, niggas be hating on niggas or shade niggas or playing Hollywood and all that shit. And see niggas, you know, 2 years later and want to jump on something because that nigga's hot now. Like, I ain't with none of that. You're a cool nigga. I don't brown nose. I don't like niggas brown nosing. But if you bout your B.I., I respect it. I can fuck with the program.
Let's look out for Mr. Raw, M-R-R-A-W. I hit you up on Twitter. We politic. We do what we got to do. We make history. You heard me?
Say no more, man. Hey, yo, good looking for checking in, man.
Always.
Mr. Raw in the house. That's fam right there. Definitely you're going to want to link with him, Smooth, because he got some heat. He, I mean, not that you already don't have heat, but
yeah,
he got
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
and so this network thing. So, you know, definitely give these people a last shout-out, man. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I got my other guests coming in. We're still going to be playing your music tonight, too. So definitely if you want to rock out with us, we can definitely bring you back in. That's not a problem at all. You know what I mean?
Right.
But definitely tell these people some last words, and then if you could do me a personal favor, I'd love to get a Die 4 Radio drop from you. You know what I'm saying?
That's
what I'd love to do it over here. But definitely give you know, everybody some last words before you do that.
Well, I mean, just be on the lookout for the Full Time Hustle Second Edition, because again, this is a BBC movement. It's a Brooklyn Boys Club movement, and you know, a lot of the late greats and the new greats from Brooklyn, we all supporting each other. So be on the lookout for a lot of that raw, grimy, wild out shit, because it's missing. You can check me on Twitter again, Smooth Hustler. I'm just now fucking with that Instagram stuff, so I'll be posting up little flicks and little, subliminal shit, just so you can peep the brainwave of what a nigga go through daily. So check me on that, too. But the hustle continues. Check my full-time hustle on Dadpiff or iTunes, whatever you want to get it. And, keep your head up, man. If you broke, fix it.
That's what's up. And also, all my Die 4 listeners, tomorrow, now after this interview, there'll actually be a page on die4production.com, with all his information, the Dadpiff videos, songs, everything, so you can check it out also on Die 4 Productions tomorrow.
Salute.
That's what's up. So go ahead and real quick, before we let you go, give me a cool, you know, Smooth the Hustler Die 4 Radio drop. It's much appreciated, my homie.
Hey, yo, check it out, yo. This is the Glock Cocker, the block locker. Smooth the Hustler, Brooklyn, Brownsville, Sex, Money, and Guns. Nigga, you heard him. Oh. Damn, I ain't mean to say nigga, but anyway, it's Smooth the Hustler, Brooklyn, Brownsville. You know what it is, man, SMG, and I'm rocking with my dog, Die Lansky. You dig? Die 4 Radio. You know what time it is, man. Turn this up, man. Y'all know what it is.
That's what's up. And, hey, we definitely going to some more tracks of yours tonight, so don't even trip. But I'll definitely be in contact. I really appreciate your time, man. I'm glad I got to catch up with you because I've been waiting. And by the way, Smooth the Hustler and Trigger the Gambler, that was a great, great sounding project. People may not heard your music, and especially I grew up on the West Coast. That just sounded dope to listen to. And I know you're on your own thing right now, but that's still fam and everything. So
listen, that's my blood brother. So we got a bunch of joints. Be on the lookout for Smooth and Trig. Be on the lookout for that sound, that back and forth, that wild, ridiculous shit. Be on the lookout for that because it's coming. The Full-Time Hustle is just an early interlude of what's about to jump off, but it's all factual. So if you like facts and you like hard raps and you like witty shit, that's the joint for you. If you want that bubblegum shit, then leave my CD alone. It ain't for you.
Absolutely. Well, big shout-out. Salute to you, my G. And Smooth, we can be in touch, man. I'm going to be hollering at you tomorrow, so I make sure I got all the right information for the website.
Yeah, do that, fam. Do that. And salute to you, my G, and all y'all listening, man. Stay up. Die 4 Radio. That's what it is.
Absolutely. Smooth the Hustler in the house. Man, that's just beautiful. What a beautiful show. And without further ado, as well, our next special guest has stepped in. So this is just pure dope hip-hop conversation. You know what I mean? The one and only Mr. Long. What's happening, Die 4 Radio? How you doing tonight?
Yo, can you hear me?
I can hear you 100%. Can you hear us?
That's what's popping. I hear you loud and clear, man.
Man, just a pleasure having you on here. We was just obviously finishing up with Smooth Hustler. We had Gene Gray on earlier. And, you know, just a beautiful thing. I've been having a blast tonight. And honestly, I can't wait to show these people this track. Featuring Razzcast. Razzcast is a close friend of this Die 4 community over here And, you know, we've been a fan of everybody for so long, but I'm just really excited to bump this. But before all that, tell these people what you got going on, man. What's new in your life?
Well, Mr. Long, from Black Sheep of the White Crows, me and my man Razzcast formed a group. We are the White Crows. We are raw hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even going to say the real hip-hop. This is the raw hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Because there's so many gray areas and things like that when people call hip-hop the real hip-hop opposed to what's going on right now. So we are the raw hip-hop.
Absolutely, absolutely. And oh, man, I can't even – I got a couple more questions for you before we play the song, but when hearing it, just it's like it's jaw-dropping. And – I'm saying that from a fan perspective. Excuse me. I'm also saying that from a hip-hop perspective, but I'm also saying it as a music perspective.
Okay.
You know,
I appreciate that, man.
And you know, we was talking with Jean Grey earlier, and her she grew up, and she was, you know, born in South Africa, and her parents were, you know, family was jazz musicians. And I love that, you know, back then, where, you know, because we all grew up listening to real music and then applied that to our hip-hop, if you will. And a lot of the younger crowd doesn't do that. They listen to the newer hip-hop and apply that to their music. So there's, you know, somewhat of a disconnection there. But I love right. just hearing still music. And how do you still do it after all these years? Obviously, the passion is there. But how do you just, yeah. you know, I mean, still I hear that song, I hear the beginning of it. And it's just like, oh, my goodness, turn that up. How do you do
right,
it?
Right. It's because I'm a fan of hip-hop, man. I'm a fan of Smooth the Hustler. I'm a fan of Big Daddy Kane. I'm a fan of Snoop Dogg. I'm a fan of hip-hop. So, you know, all those different elements from these different artists, I take what I respect from all the different artists and I keep it with me. And that comes through in my own music.
And it's
hip-hop to me, pop to me, I base what I like in hip-hop on talent first. So when you have your real MCs, that's what I hold up as hip-hop, the talent first.
Now, you've seen throughout your extensive resume in this hip-hop game, you've seen a lot of changes.
Yeah.
I mean, from whether, you know, East Coast, West Coast beef to, you know, rest in peace, everybody that's not here, to just almost a whole genre change. How have you been able to stay relevant with all that? And the thing is when I mean relevant, again, you hear a song like we're about to premiere on Die 4 Radio, it's like, man, it's just a breath of fresh air. I mean, you said you're a fan, you said the whole thing, but still, the technology times and we in and everything, man, you're 100% on. I mean, that's a blessing for hip hop. How was that done smoothly like you're doing it?
Shit, man, it's a blessing. It's like it's that time. You know, a lot of stuff is based on timing, what you're using, what you're writing, your content, and what you're putting it on top of. You know, I'm a fan of real music, like you said, so I'm gonna dig in the crates first because that's where I feel like the real music, the real bass, the real guitars, drums, that's where it's at for me as a producer. So I've never left that zone. I always kept it straight sampling, straight boom bap, kick, snare, bass, horns, all that. That's where I stayed because that's what I'm a fan of. And like my man Diamond D posted up the other day on Facebook, I'd rather be hated for what I am than loved for what I'm not.
Yep.
So I'm not gonna try to do what's going on right now, especially if I'm not feeling it and I feel like it's whack. So I'm not gonna attempt to do that to shine. If I gotta be whack to shine, I'd rather disappear.
Yep. And big shout out to Diamond D. We actually have him on the show on Thursday, so I'm really looking forward to that interview.
Oh yeah, big brother. I just talked to him the other day.
And big shout out to Diamond D. He did the Soul on Ice remix with Razzcast, and that was my jam for maybe 2.5-3 years, still is. But That's All on Ice remix is no joke as well. How did that come together with you and Raz Kass?
Man, the funny thing is, me and Raz didn't even know each other until last year. I actually reached out to Raz through Facebook. I just hit him up like, yo, what up, Raz? You know, I got beats. He's like, word, send them. Send them joints. He picked a bunch of joints. He ended up using this track and putting Moni Love on it. Ooh. And he shot it back to me. I was like, oh, shit, that's dope. He had more. I don't even know how that happened. You have to talk to Raz on that one. But at the top of the track, he was like, Mr. Long from Black Sheep, you know, I guess we the White Crows. I was like, oh, okay. Like, out of nowhere, he was like, it was just a line, one of the lines in his verse. But that sparked a concept for me. I was like, that'll be dope. But I just kind of held it. So me and Raz finally met face-to-face this past October for his birthday. That was our first meeting. And I was like, yo, what's up with the White Crows you spit at the top of the song? He was like, yo, you know, it was just a line I threw in there, you know. Figured since you from Black Sheep, that's kind of the same thing, the White Crow. So I was like, yo, let's roll with it. And he was like, I'm down. And that's how that came about.
And you can't ask, you know, obviously yourself, very talented. You can't ask for a better co-MC on a record than Raz Kass.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, man. I figured if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it with one of the best.
That's what's up.
Saying? So, yeah, that's
without further ado, I got to drop the track for him, but we coming back to you. We coming back to callers. I got more questions. Don't trip. But since we've been talking about it for the last 5, 7, 10 minutes, I got to drop the track on. I can't wait to show them this track. This is the White Crows.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Raz Kass, Mr. Long. Oh, man, here it goes. Doubtful Radio exclusive. Come on.
Yeah. You fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you fake niggas kick, you perpetrators kick, you imitators kick, and all you haters kick, rock. You fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you perpetrators kick, you imitators kick, and all you haters kick, rock. Now don't let the door hit you with a good Lord split you. Get the picture, nigga, me and my people aboard with you. You can kick rocks till your toes bleed, walking out on slow speed, that's exactly what you foes need. The White Crows be the antidote, and y'all niggas getting cured by them rhymes you wrote. We brought the essence to you adolescents, like when that real hip-hop shit had a presence. This is it, we're the raw uncut, bringing the ball back up, keeping you all starstruck, taking the hide and fuck. I got a beef with whack rappers cause they tank the game. Shit, it's all convoluted, it just ain't the same. I gotta beef with dope rappers cause they just complain that they can't maintain, so they have to refrain. Mr. Long is unprecedented, the way I represent it. I call it like I see it and I say it like I meant it. You fake bitches kick, you fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you fake niggas kick, you perpetrators kick, you imitators kick, and all you haters kick, rock. You fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you perpetrators kick, you imitators kick, and all you haters kick, rock.
Scram, beat it, kick rocks and chase them. See, I don't captain save a hoe, I replace them. And I don't hang with no bitch niggas, I erase them. About face them, the transporter, Jason Statham. Snatch them off the stage like Juggalo shows. A group of Negroes becomes a murder of crows. Plus I murder the pros. Pink game is epic, gimmicky rappers, adios, see the exit. Cause you the type of weirdo buying hookers off of Craigslist. We be on a dynamic duo, the meth and red shit. Blackout, air to whack out, that's why I'm hotter than a crack house. Hip hop is my journey, rap nowadays is corny. 99% of these famous niggas bore me. I hope major labels disappear, cause I don't like a lot of what I gotta hear.
You fake bitches kick, you fake bitches kick, you fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick. Fake niggas kick, you perpetrators kick, you imitators kick, and all you haters kick, rock. You fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick, you perpetrators kick, you imitators kick, and all you haters kick, rock.
Die for radio. Man.
Oh,
I'm telling you, from the jump off, I'm already ready for it. But it's so nice to hear. It's so refreshing. Just to hear good music. I search for it all the time. You know, I don't always come up with clean results, if you will. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, my bad.
Whew, I'm waiting.
I'm glad you like that joint, man. I'm glad you appreciate that. I appreciate that, man. Word up.
That's what's up. So I don't know if I maybe missed you said or not. I apologize if I did, but is there a release date for a whole thing? Are you guys still in the process? You still in the studio? What's happening with the project right now?
Still studio, more than halfway done. We realistically, we could pop it off by the end of March. But I'm a fly out a couple of more singles just to you know, let cats see the direction.
I was just
going to
ask you that too, so I'm glad you said that, because I was going to say, are you going to release any more singles before that, or?
Oh yeah. No, I'm taking it back, dog. I'm taking it back to the old format, back in the days when we gonna pop off like three singles, just to keep the momentum going, so people can really feel what we're about to drop.
And now that's you know, you know, Razzkaz always had a unique flow. He's a West Coast MC, but can rap with the best of them on any coast. It's
right.
Amazing, though. If you said Black Sheep and Razzkaz, I'm just using this example, okay, making an album, even though it's you, you know, we had the pleasure of having Drez on our show as well, but you'd be like, okay, I'd have to hear it. Again, from
right.
the get-go, that's an album that needs to be out, so I'm glad, you know, you guys, you know, into March to where you guys are getting it, because, man, you could kick off a summer with an album like that.
Oh, yeah, man. I feel pretty good about Shinus and I'm definitely keeping it on a hip-hop level because, like I said, that's what I'm from.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much down. I've been down with hip-hop almost since day one. You know, Red Alert brought me in the game in 84, so I saw dudes when I was 13 years old coming up. Saw Biz drop his first record. You know, I was there for that, the KRS-One situation jumping off, the whole Juice crew jumping off. I was, like, right there witnessing all of that. So I really come from hip-hop. I was raised in hip-hop, but the hip-hop that I was raised in was based on talent. So if you got on stage and you were whack, you got bottles thrown at you.
Mm.
So,
well, you know what? I feel like doing that sometimes to some of this rap
yeah,
right here.
Yeah.
Keep it to myself, you know. That's why I got a platform. And honestly, I love this platform because I can play what I want. I can have the guests that I want and, you know, and really represent what I want to represent with hip-hop. And the people that don't know who Mr. Long is or Black Sheep is, y'all got to do the knowledge because
they
are here. He is here. And you guys are rapping because of people like him. How did it feel back then? And I'll just take you back real quick because I know you got so much – you know, going that's new and everything, but when you guys first dropped, you know, the stuff with Black Sheep and everything, what did the rap game feel like?
Well, with that whole era, we came out and we had a lot of eyeballs on us because we were down with Native Tongue. So people were already looking at Jungle Brothers, Tribe Called Quest, you know, Latifah. They were already looking at that organization. So that made it a lot easier for us as a group. So at least we had those eyeballs. Now, what I was doing musically, I was trying to intentionally be opposite of Pete Rock, because Pete Rock had all the soul samples in the Smash. Q-Tip had all the jazz samples in the Smash on the Tribe record. So I was really digging hard on the rock side because I intentionally wanted my sound to be different. Now, the whole content of the first Black Sheep album was opposite than Native Tongue because at the time they were the pro-black set.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying, you know, positive things. And the whole concept of Black Sheep was to be opposite of the rest of the family. So,
hence the Black Sheep.
Black Sheep, yeah. We are the Black Sheep of the Native Tongue family. That was the whole concept. We were the little brothers that were different. So we talked a bunch of shit, you know. We talked sex, hoes,
that's where we were with it. Completely opposite than the rest of the family. And, you know, it worked. It popped off. Really,
and a little, yeah, little fun fact for the fans out there, you were the first hip-hop act on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno after Johnny Carson had departed from there.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a milestone right there, if anything, in anybody's book.
Yep, sure is, man. But I tell everybody, out of all those types of things that happened for us, my favorite experiences on TV would have to be Arsenio.
Okay, yeah.
You know, Tonight Show was one thing, but to actually perform a couple of times on Arsenio was a bigger deal to me.
Well, that's a big show, you know, and it's a lot different, too, than shows are now, too. So when you know, people kind of have to put themselves in that time and era. When you're rocking Arsenio in its prime, you're rocking out. I mean,
right,
period
right.
blank.
Right. No doubt.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So we definitely got some callers that want to holler at you. I got a 724. I think we got PA in the house. What's happening with you, 724?
Yo, what's good, Dyers? Josh, man. How's it going, man?
Oh, man, I'm having a blast tonight. We sitting here with Mr. Long from Black Sheep, but he's got the White Crows going with Razzcast. What'd you feel about that track, man?
Oh, man, I'm digging that track, man. I'm going to have to download it and put it on the iPod, man, bumping in the car. I was digging it.
That's what's up, man. Good looking out, man. I'm glad you're feeling that.
Now,
yeah, no doubt,
is that
man.
Out on iTunes and everything right now for people to download?
Oh, no. It's still top secret. I'm just previewing it through the SoundCloud just to let people check it out. But, you know, we're going to officially throw it up in a minute.
Absolutely. So,
oh,
you know.
Sure. Can't wait till that gets thrown up so I can get it.
Yeah, but definitely check out that SoundCloud link so you can definitely bump in and definitely spread it and share it to Twitter, Facebook, every social network so we can get that out there because that needs to be out ASAP. My man Josh, you got any questions for Mr. Long? You just rocking out with us.
Yeah, I'm just rocking out, man. You know, just chilling, you know, getting all the knowledge I can. A lot of the callers, I hit you up with that message, like, you know, don't bring me on a couple callers. I ain't know too much about them.
Yeah.
I don't know what to ask them. But, you know, I'm just taking it in, man. You know, I'm over here hustling, you know, doing some moves, you know, just chilling, man.
Well,
I can't wait till BG gets on, man. Can't wait.
That's what's up. Well, appreciate you rocking with us, man. You know what I'm saying? We'll definitely come back to you when we got the other special guests. I'm going to go to my 919, my Queens fam in the house, Mr. Raw. We sitting here with Mr. Long, chilling out, rocking that new White Crows. What's happening?
I guess it's a triple Mr. Day, Mr. Dialinsky, Mr. Long, and Mr. Raw. What's going on with your family?
What's good?
Man, you definitely said a lot of things that was like, you must have just heard me telepathically put it towards you because we got that same feeling. We're from the same era. You know, I got a song called Raw Hip Hop. That's funny. And definitely, you know, it's good to know that authentic hip hop artists never feels that they have to compromise themselves in order to, you know, go and be amongst the masses. And like you said before, you know, if you have to change your ways in order to try to please somebody else, then you might as well be invisible. So, you know, definitely from the era of coming from where you come from and to still hear that you're pushing out the same music without having to feel like, wow, Mr. Long has changed. You know,
right.
It's good to know that when I go type up Mr. Long, I'm getting that same material. Sometimes you want to go back to that wonderful feeling that you had. You know what I'm
right.
saying? And, I'm going to say this real quick. It's like the candy bar, whatchamacallit. I used to love
right.
eating that whatchamacallit bar. Then they upgraded it and they put caramel in it. And I didn't
right.
rock with the caramel. So it
right.
didn't give me that same whatchamacallit feeling, so I don't rock with it no more. So that's the
right.
way I look at
right.
music.
Yep. Absolutely. We're on the same page with that, bro. Absolutely.
It definitely salute to you, man. I'm glad that you're doing what you're doing, man. I'm going to hit you up on Twitter. We could politic. I got some things that's going on, too. Love to have you on the other shows that we have in motion right now and just push out that great work, man. We definitely looking forward to it.
Well, good looking out, man. I'm looking forward to connecting with you.
Salute, my brother.
Absolutely.
Salute.
Mr. Raw in the House, Queen's Finest over there. I'm going to go to one of my co-hosts on Saturday Night Show, Sneak Rothstein. What you think about that new track?
Oh, man, that new track was banging, man. That was that gas. I'm up with that right here, man. Big fan of Black Sheep. I mean, the whole Native Tongue movement, so it's an honor to be on the phone with the OG, you know what I'm saying? And soak up the game that he put out there.
That's what's up. Good looking out, man. Good looking out. I'm glad you like it, man.
I know my man. Right now, but I definitely wanted to get his opinion on it, should I say, you know what I'm saying, but yeah, man, we definitely feeling that track completely, feeling what you're doing, feeling the movement. Besides the White Crows and what you got going on with that project, do you got any tours coming up, anything else as far as music, or is that pretty much the focus right now?
That's the full focus, man. I'm the studio rat right now.
Mm-hmm.
24/7, you know, if I'm not at the crib writing it and banging out the beats, I'm in the studio laying it down. So,
you know, that brings up a good question. I have to ask. Now, you've been around, man, so we're making beats was crazy. I actually have a great story from Parasmith PMD talking about how he used to make beats, you know, back in the 80s and this and that. But coming to in the eras of MPCs and this and that, and I've been an MPC dude my whole life. Are you rocking with any new technology in the studio? Are you using a machine, Native Instruments machine or anything like that? Are you still rocking MPC, you know, or do you keep it, you know, old like you used to? How are you doing your production nowadays?
I'm chopping up all the beats on an MPC.
I'm dropping it
into Pro Tools. I'm not MIDI-ing it. I'm not doing any of that. Dropping it like it's a live session.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I get that sound. I don't like anything, you know, timed out or midied up because it starts to sound too mechanical to me.
Yep, I agree. I will have to confess, though, I just bought a machine. Even though I'm an MPC dude at the MPCs, I had to see what everybody's talking about. So I guess,
you know, I don't knock it, but you know what? It's like in the time that it would take me to learn it and to do what I want to do with it, I would have done like 100 beats on MP.
Yep. You know, my thing is, though, is now researching the machine and like that is, as a producer standpoint, it's cool as far as being able to sequence and stuff like that, but I don't like any of those sounds.
Right.
Like,
I have to bring
in my own sounds anyway, so I just kind of felt, why am I going to do in the machine? I'll just keep doing what I was doing on the MPC. But that is what it is, too. You know, they don't have a lot of good analog sounds and stuff like that. It does sound a little electronic and a little bit. But, you know, I guess I'll see. You know, I made the investment. I got a studio. So, you know, I need to keep up with the times a little bit. But don't think that there's not an MPC in my studio, too. So, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what? This is what I tell anybody, man. You can have a $2 million blown-out studio, okay? Because the next man right beside you could have an MPC and a stack of records and blow you out.
Oh, yeah, easily.
So the equipment does not make the producer. The producer makes the equipment.
Yep. I always said that, too. It's not about what you have. It's about how you use it.
Yep. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, man, we really appreciate you coming through, blessing us with your time, blessing us with that track, because I can't say enough about it. I was excited from the moment I heard it. Like I said, Razzcast has a close home here, and I've been a huge fan of him since back in the day, and big fan of you guys. So when I, you know, heard about the project, I was like, "Are you kidding me?" I told my man Todd Davis, I was like, "I cannot wait to get this going." I was like, you know what I'm saying, on the edge of my seat, ready for it. So, again, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you rocking with us. I want to give you a chance to say your last shout-outs and whatever you got to say. But like I do with all my guests, if you don't mind, I would love to get a Die 4 Radio drop from you because it's just history to me and it's part of this that I'm conceiving. So I definitely would appreciate it. But go ahead and give, before that, your last shout-outs, man, to everybody listening and everybody online and just whatever you need to say.
Yo, I just want to shout out to all of the people that's
fans of hip hop, fans of talented people in hip hop. You know what I mean? People that know what it means to be talented and to make songs. Okay? There's a difference from just falling in and anybody doing a record that can barely talk and doing the ABC style rhymes. To me, I don't look at that as hip hop. You know, just like a movie, man. If you're doing a movie and the actors are whack, they can't act, then it's going to be a bad movie. So it's no different than doing an album.
Yep.
So I really wish people would bring up their standards when it comes to this shit.
Stop. Well, I agree, and not to cut you off, but I mean, there is a big disconnect there, and I said this earlier. You know, we grew up, and I grew up in my era listening to music, listening to jazz and blues and classical music, and even my sister and I, she never listened to hip hop or anything. She liked musicals. You know what I'm
right.
saying? So I used to go to musicals with her. That's our way of hanging out. You know what I'm saying? So I grew up into all sorts of music and could hear something and be like, oh, my goodness, that sample right there would be crazy for a hip-hop song.
Right.
I was blessed with that. You don't have the kids nowadays doing that. The samples they hear are what their favorite rapper's producer dropped on Fruity Loops.
Right.
With the MIDI synthesizer and this and that. Now, don't get me wrong about Fruity Loops. You know, I don't use it a lot. I'm a Pro Tools and Logic guy and stuff like that. I know Ninth Wonder can chop up some beats into Fruity Loops and make some damaging beats. So don't get me wrong on that part. But they don't really have the knowledge of music and where samples came from and what a record sounds like. Are you kidding me? You take one, look, you can download an MP3 and sample it. You can take the sample off a record straight in an MPC, and there's a huge sound difference from that. I mean.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. Well, you know what? It's a different day and time, man. It's no fans. Today's consumer of music aren't really lovers of music.
Yeah.
They just buy it because they're told to buy it.
Yeah.
Back in the
days,
we loved it. We loved the shit. We were fans of what we were buying, so it meant a lot more to us.
But you had to buy it. That's the difference, though, Mr. Long. Like, you had to go buy it. And even back in the day, to say somebody's whack, your friend either had to have the tape or the CD, or you had to buy it. You couldn't preview all the songs off the album on iTunes and be like, oh, I want that one, and that one. And then even when you do that, I'm sorry, if you don't listen to buy an album and listen to it all the way through, I don't really feel you're qualified to speak about it.
Right. You know what? If you want to touch on that subject, it's because everything is just so accessible these days.
Yeah.
It's oversaturated. It's everywhere. Back in the days, we had to wait to the weekend to hear hip-hop music on the radio.
Yep.
You know, we had to depend on Red Alert and Marley Marl.
And out here, we had to depend on the wake-up show.
Right. That was it. You had to wait. So you built up your anticipation to hear what you loved.
Yep.
So when they dropped it, it was your classic.
Oh, man, it used to give you the chills.
Yeah. It's just like, now, if you could eat your favorite food 3 times a day, don't you think you get tired of it?
Absolutely.
Right. So if you could hear songs any given time of day, 30 times a day, whether it's YouTube, iTunes, the radio, videos, I mean, you're going to get tired of it.
Yeah. But
you don't have to buy it.
But everything hip-hop, let's say from 1990 to, say, 98, you know, that's maybe, for me, kind of a cutoff period. And there's still good music in 2014, so don't get me wrong. We just heard it with the White Crows. But everybody was so unique. Everybody had their own sound. Everybody had their own production that sounded different. You know, and it's almost like everybody back then rolled with their own producers. You would get, you know, some feature production, obviously, and especially the way record labels, you know, do business and conduct business. But everything was so unique. Man, I still have tapes recording Rap City and stuff like that. And, like, you know, for example, Wu-Tang, Ice Cream Man, or Ice Cream, I'm sorry, was a single. You would never hear a single like that nowadays.
And it was hot. It was popping.
Fire. The choice is yours. That video, see, and that's the thing, too. There were so many things visual back then, and it's amazing because everything is right in front of our face with the computers right now and very visual. But the videos then had something that stuck with you to where you heard the song and you thought of the video, because when you first heard the song, you bought the single and you waited for the album. Then when you saw the video the first time, you're like, oh, my goodness, you actually got to see it, because the only time we would see people with like y'all was either at a show or in the magazines.
Right, right.
Saw the video, and that video is just so raw. You guys are in the, like, everything you did on there, it stood out. And it even made you like the song more.
Yep. You know what? But in another instance, sometimes a video would mess a song up. If you saw a song that you thought was dope, heard a song you thought was dope, and then the video came out and it was whack, it was like, oh.
I can agree with you on that. Dumped. You didn't have that problem, though.
No, I think we were lucky. I feel like we were blessed by, you know, Chuck did the video, the guy that was actually Chuck. If you remember when the little saying was, came out back in the 90s, Chuck was in the commercial. He was a light-skinned cat with the beard. That's who directed the video.
Okay.
He was doing all the Public Enemy videos at the time. We hired him because we liked the rawness of the Public Enemy videos. So he came, we worked together on the treatment and came with, you know, what it was. But timing and blessing, that's what really helped this whole project, the whole Wolf and Sheep's Clothing project.
That's what's up. Well, man, again, we just are just blessed and privileged to have you here tonight rocking with us. Definitely keep us up to date with what's going on with the project, because I'll make sure it's spread around like wildfires. And it's fire, so it's going to spread like wildfires. And just big salute to you and your longevity with your career, man, because it just has not stopped being consistent and relevant and substance and just the whole nine yards, man. We just salute you to the fullest here at Dieful Radio.
That's what's up. You're looking out, man. Thank you.
Definitely,
definitely.
And
appreciate that.
If I could get that Dieful Radio drop from you, that'd be great. And we'll let you enjoy your night. And again, just privileged to have you on here.
No doubt. Yeah, well, this is Mr. Long of Black Sheep of the White Crows. For all y'all cats that die for hip-hop, turn on Dieful Radio. Get into the real hip-hop, all right? Peace.
That's lovely, man. And, of course, my message board is blowing up. They want to hear the banger from back in the day, The Choice Is Yours. So I'm going to go ahead and play it for them, and we let you enjoy your night. And definitely, like I said, man, we're going to be in touch and keep us involved, because I'll definitely make sure all of it gets on dieful.com. And we spread it out and just get everything going for you.
That's what's up, man. Good looking out. So for that next White Crow single, I'm going to shoot it to you first, man.
Absolutely. We appreciate that, because I know that I'm already waiting. I can't wait.
Yeah.
So definitely, man. Salute to you. Have a great night. We'll be talking to you very soon. You'll be hearing from me, my G.
Cool. That's what's up. Thanks, man.
No problem. Mr. Long in the house. Look out for that White Crow. So my man Razzcast and Mr. Long. That's crazy, and you know, can't wait for it. You already know I'm excited. All my peoples know I'm excited. I'm going to go This Choice Is Yours, and we're going to get our next special guest on the line, BT Knockout. Let's do this. Dieful Radio. Come on. Radio in the building. You already know how it goes down. We're getting a hold of our other special guest, you know what I'm saying, so we can get him on the airways in the next few minutes because I know the people are waiting. Before that, I'm going to check in with my mans that's a little under the weather right now but rocking out with us. Matt Four, what's popping?
What's up, man?
Man, you sound like you under the weather, my dude.
Yeah, I'm not feeling too well today, man. Just hit me out of nowhere earlier today. I'm not usually my mad, angry self.
Rock with us. I know you've been rocking out. It's a pretty dope show, I'm going to have to tell you. You already know. Big shout-out to Gene Gray, Mr. Long, Smooth the Hustler. We're waiting for BG Knockout right now as we speak. So, you know, hopefully he gets on within the next few minutes.
Hell yeah. That's why I called up. At least get hit up the knockout, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he definitely has some stuff to say. I'm going to have to tell y'all, we could almost do a whole show with BG Knockout.
I was just thinking the same thing. We're going to have to do one in the future. There's a lot of shit I'm going to ask this brother, man.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And so I know a lot of fans are waiting. My apologies for the lag. Hopefully, you know, he comes on soon and we'll make it happen. And that's what's up. So, Matt Ford, we hope you feel better. You know what I mean? Hey, you got to admit, though, man, that White Clothes project sounds like something special right there.
Yeah, it's just gone crazy.
Woo! You already know Raz Kaz, Mr. Malone. That's crazy. So, man, definitely rock out with us. We're trying to get BG on the back lines right now to make it happen. So, yeah, definitely rock out.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what's up. So, you know, Matt Ford rocking out with us, a little under the weather, so he wasn't as mad today. He's actually probably mad that he's sick. You know what I'm saying? So that's the way we do. I'm going to go my man Sneak Rothstein real quick. Sneak, you rocking with us? He may be doing this thing too. Sneak over there on the NPC since me and Mr. Long were talking about it. You know what I mean? So you know what? While we're waiting for the homie to get here, I guess I'll go to a classic real quick. Doubtful Radio, coming back with BG Knockout. Come on.
Come, John, 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 come
Get a hold of the homie, y'all. I don't know if there was a time mix-up or anything like that, but unfortunately, in this business that we're in live production, stuff happens. But you know how Die For Radio rolls. If we say there's going to be a guest on the line, there's going to be a guest on the line. And I'll make it up to whoever needs to make it up to. But we in the back right now trying to make it happen. So don't trip. You know, We got some overtime to go into and still get a good interview. I'm going to go to my man Josh real quick because, Josh, I know for a fact, you know, you want to chop it up with BG, but you gotta admit, my dude, it wasn't a bad show.
Oh, definitely, man. I'm enjoying who you have on, man. It's giving me an option. I'm Googling up a couple of their names who you just had on and peeping out their music, man.
It was a privilege to have Gene on here. Hip-hop-wise, she's impeccable. I don't know if you listen to lyrics in that song, but she's been doing that for damn near 15 years.
Them lyrics is crazy, man. Them lyrics is crazy. I was like, whoa, what is she saying?
You need to Google Darlansky and Madfor. That's all I got to say. Come on.
Definitely. I get some time.
That's what's up. And who
was the other dude that was talking before? You was talking about how people growing up now, like about the how growing up with music, like y'all grew up with like you said you went to musicals and stuff like that?
Yeah. I went to actually my sister. I was crazy. You know, I have a weird family life. That's a whole other show. But I was always real close to my biological sister, right? And she's older than me. She's a lot older than me. And her thing was with musicals. She loves Broadway musicals. So, you know, I kind of left home at an early age and whatnot, but her and I always constantly stayed close. And how I would spend time with my sister, because I just loved her so much, is I would go to musicals with her. You know, Broadway musicals. We're out here in L.A. and we go, you know, I'd go to all the musicals with her. And it's amazing. I could show you some beats from back in the day. They're sampled by some musicals. I damn near have a whole album of beats I haven't released, and Four as My Witness knows this. Actually, I got over a full album of beats I haven't released, all sampled from a Broadway musical called Jesus Christ Superstar. And I actually didn't even take the samples from the Broadway musical. I actually took the samples. And then now I'm giving away my secrets, but if y'all want to do the knowledge and chop it up, more power to you, because I'll feature on that song, because they're going to be hot beats, trust me. But from the motion picture that they actually filmed out in Israel, and it was real controversial, it was like 1978, and what's crazy is they kind of called it blasphemous because of the way they kind of portrayed everything that happened, but it almost seemed real. And the guy that played Jesus was a dude named Ted Neely, who was the lead singer to a really famous classic rock group called Deep Purple. Yeah. Deep Purple been around forever. So it's amazing little things like that I learned by going to musicals with my sister that actually made me appreciate music more. And let me tell y'all be surprised you go listen to some older hip-hop and even newer hip-hop and amazed that they actually have samples from all sorts of music, not just rap, this and that. I mean, blues, boogie-woogie, jazz, folk music, gospel music, classic rock, classical music. I mean, there's so much more to than just the music you hear with synthesizers and turned-up beats and shit like that. So, yeah.
I love music with the samples of, like, older jams in it, man. I just love that, man. I just have, like, when it's, like, that one on Doggy Style, the G-Funk intro. Oh,
yeah.
Man, I love that song, man.
And, see, that's the thing is, you know, we heard that, and especially growing up with that, you hear it and you're like, man, that's original. But you also know where the sample came from. And I think that's a fine line right there because – they obviously flip samples. Well, look, Cole 187, Dr. Dre, DJ Quick, all these West Coast producers, they all took samples and made them original. Now, how are you going to do that? How are you going to take something else, chop it up, or do whatever you got to do with it and still have it sound like an original song? Now, see, that's what I'm talking about. And the reason they did that is because they had an appreciation of the music before that. They were never going to take a sample and be like, I'm going to make this, you know, a ratchet song or this and that. It doesn't matter what they were talking about. That was the era back then. But they grew up appreciating that music till they would never scar it like that. They had a purpose with it. And that's the same thing, honestly, that I felt with Jesus Christ Superstar. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love this album. And to tell you the truth, not too long ago, last year, at the Pantages Theater, I went to the 20th anniversary was of Jesus Christ Superstar, and I went and met the whole original cast with my sister last year. Got to chop it up with Ted Neely. He autographed my poster, everything, told him about my music and this and that, and showed him some beats off my phone from Jesus Christ Superstar. You know what I'm saying? So to this day, I'm still involved in music. You know, so I think really that's a big disconnect. G-Funk has a lot to do with real music.
Yeah, definitely, man. And one thing I really, like, appreciate, like, samples so much, and I just love samples and live instrumentals and, like, instruments, man, is that I listened to, it was not that long ago, Snoop Dogg released the 20th anniversary of Doggy Style, and he released all the samples, you know, like all the original songs, like what he mixed it up into. And I'm just sitting there listening like, wow. It was completely different, like the actual songs. You know, they're a little bit older. I'm digging it. I love older music, man. But then, like, comparing it to the track he did it to and he mixed it, I'm like, this is no way. This is crazy. He made it, like, it's his own thing, but it's still the same song. Like, you can still
now,
tell.
I got a story from a homie close to the scene, okay? You know, a lot of people talk about Dr. Dre and that he doesn't do beats. He, you know, everybody else does the beats and this and that. But from somebody that I actually worked for Interscope Aftermath for about a year. But not only that, knowing people close to the source even back then, okay, they said you can say what you want about Dre, but no matter who does the beat, they're marching that beat directly to Dr. Dre, and they tell him, do your thing. Dr. Dre is a beast behind the boards. You want somebody to take your beat to another level?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't even have to play anything on it. Just by engineering it a certain way, Dr. Dre is a beast, and a lot of people don't know that. Well, they probably know that. You hear the clarity of his music when he does do it. You know, he's very meticulous.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
What's ironic about is taking G-Funk sound, which is very analog, gritty in a clean way. I'm not saying distorted, but gritty and just raw and just this and that. And you have someone that took it and made it.
Has that nice crackle to it.
Woo! Because think about when the
One more thing on that subject you guys are talking about. Google the Bomb Squad. Just Google that, and they'll show you how they take the wackest beats and make it into a fucking original song. I'm out.
Yep, absolutely. I was going to say, too, I mean, you can look at literally Google, YouTube, whatever you got to do, and be like, top 25 samples used in hip-hop, and they have all sorts of videos, all sorts of shit that says this or that or... You know what I'm saying? And it is nuts. And also, too, like I have beats that other people have sampled, and, you know, I forgot that they even sampled it. And then I'll show it to a homie. They'd be like, oh, yeah, so-and-so used this. And I'll go back and listen to it. It's completely different, but they use the sample. You know what I mean? And I don't know. But see, there's still nothing that gives me that sound. Like you get off of vinyl or anything. And actually, I'm going to go to a real, real good, one of my favorite producers right now, Apollo Brown. He's just amazing, amazing at sampling and getting those sounds out. And then we come back to some more callers and shit. But definitely, man, like, you know, the music has to be there. And Apollo Brown would be able to do shit like this if he didn't have the appreciation of music. And I just think a lot of the new generation, minus my dude Josh out in PA, you know what I'm saying, that they will never know. But this is Dialful Radio. We're going to some overtime. I'm going to try to get my dude on a three-way call right now so we can get a little something, but we're definitely going to bring BG Knockout back to the show so everyone can chop it up to him. So give me a few minutes. We can rock some music. We can come back with some Dialful Radio. Come on.
When a man loves a woman,
back with that grit. Sell a sound, man, and turn my shit up. And turn that other shit down. I rock mics like motherships, George Fear. Slang words and onomatopoeias. Definition competition like trip seer. Used to bust the rhymes like leaders until I had to leave them letter T in. Blame Apollo, he the one who brought the beating. I just grabbed the mic, then came to see him. MC and pen in hand and no pen freeing. To go in frequent above weak shit. I get down, word bomb, and I don't need cosigns to off what ain't on. Just let a nigga rhyme like he wanna. Back a whole room into a corner. Treat it like war when I'm performing. On it, honest. Vocal cords quaking up the bass. Daily bread shaking up the place. If the music ain't loud enough, when the DJ on the cut, somebody sell a sound, man, turn it up. Please, I'm rocking in the pocket, locked in on it like a target. Beat that other shit, it's garbage, man, turn this up. Back to the grill again, 92. Street corners with the grimy view, subject matter. Cruise room, they want to who suck too. Some of who I once knew respect you. But not enough. When funds like these, the bread needs cheese, word them up. Snubbies on tuck, in case the revolution's in a rush. The front liners to line them up to let them bust. That level your favorite is on, I speak above. And I ain't gotta say it, cause who compared to what? Dollar bill hill piling up. Hands out, a finger waiting for a cut. Get in line. The evolve revolves around shine. But if you can't rock with the glow, then never mind. Watch it some other time. Regardless of who y'all is, I get biz, I'ma shine. If the music ain't loud enough, when the DJ on the cut, somebody sell a sound, man, turn it up. Please, I'm rocking in the pocket, locked in on it like a target. Beat that other shit, it's garbage, man, turn it up.
And that love extends throughout my city. The crowd was empty as I chose my own lane. And just a year or two later, I was humbled by change, but fame. Fuck it, I'll take it day by day as this hustle grows. You only live once, so I die for these chosen blows. Never show your weakness, cause you know when out of cycle rules, these sharks are here to eat. And you caught up in this undertow. My life's a featured episode, catalog impeccable. Keep this crowd popping, my stance 6 feet acceptable. Never seen a speck of flow, just shout around and take control. Like you broke for me, but I guess I'll let the Grammy show. What is really popping, more meaning to the job, bro. Without the substance, what is cracking, I'm scheming the ride, bro. Better days, fuck it, guess crime face of my real folks. The truth lies with us, so speaking only real quotes.
They shooting.
And just trying to steal hope, make sure I'm a factor with a sign of my own host. I talk to myself through a pen in the pad, and tell my godson Jake, just be glad for what you handed in half. Cause Hell's Kitchen cooking up something daily, it's hard to duck the cost, so I can't my couch and sleep lately. And aware of my conscience, the sick words that say nonsense, keep the sponsor from understanding my nonsense. Life's a bitch and then you wake up to another reality, strikes like a drone attack on your mother. See my underworld, it's over earth achieving, now it's time to underline the facts. Then we conceiving and it's dialful. And I say it with conviction, that shit is mandatory. Do my job, fuck the superstition. As we kill in this game, how could you blame what I'm saying on track? When you thinking I'm playing, I'm saying
my children, we got to find a way.
lower, the weeds may choke them out, cause you reap what you sow. So many die for a chance to put grants in their hands. Middle managers going postal cause they didn't advance. When the SWAT comes, they're making a stand. Try to cuss so little, it's like a riddle that I don't understand. I put my faith in my own hands. Packed up the fam in the van and told them I'll be there as soon as I can. Stranger in a strange land, with little more than a plan. Dire lands, killer beats around, minor command. A man with something to die for. When he passed, to tell stories about him, someone to cry
yeah,
for.
Yeah, I die for this rapping and I die for this fashion. You can die for just asking, homie, we the main attraction. And I die for these beats and I die for my peeps. And I die for the privilege to poetically speak. You see, I die for this rapping and I die for this fashion. You can die for just asking, homie, we the main attraction. And I die for my peeps and I die for my peeps. And I die for the privilege to poetically speak.
Come on. My children, we got to find a way.
Radio, you already know, goes down like that. That's that new single, Die For, featuring Chucky Slop, that Chain Reaction mixtape. How'd y'all feel about that track?
It's dope. Anything with Die For
man,
is dope.
Man, the way that beat rolled out, man, whew, just feeling it.
You don't have an idea how that magic's done, man.
Big shout out to Chucky Slide, the newest member of the Die For team. And so I gotta ask real quick. We still on the air, we rocking overtime, fuck it. We sitting here rocking, okay? With the whole Eazy-E thing, have y'all read about the conspiracy theories with Eazy-E?
Oh yeah, for the longest.
Oh hell yeah, I've read many of them.
and there's no way in hell that he died of full blown AIDS.
Yeah, no way, man. No way.
So, real.
I don't buy it. And people are going to realize that. He was on the FBI's most wanted list. Him and Tupac's names, they wanted to get those two. There's a lot of conspiracy theories.
Just about that, though. Tupac never went to the White House.
Yeah, but it was a publicity stunt. He's not a Republican. You gotta look more into that shit. I mean, Eazy-E got, just because he did that shit. But like Eazy-E said, I don't give a fuck. Good publicity or bad publicity. It was all publicity that I got. It was $1 million worth of press that I only spent a few thousand for.
I'm talking there. I think there was some pissed off rich ass politicians that were super mad that Eazy-E was even able to pull off a you answer my question, publicity stunt like that.
Yeah.
Pulled off a publicity stunt at the White House.
From what I read, I heard he snuck in, low-key. He was low-key about it when he got in the White House.
His name was actually picked up by mistake through a computer.
Think of these politicians, man. Even if it was a mistake and a publicity stunt, my goodness.
Fucking assholes, huh?
They're like the audacity of them doing that. Like, oh, yeah. My God. Because if you think about it, people in urban celebrity status are what? Usually players and what else? I mean, rappers and then what else?
Sports.
Players, okay? So really, out of rappers, besides when Obama took office, there was no rappers that went to the White House. Now, you know, Jay-Z and, you know, I think even the Roots went there, correct?
Yeah, it's all poppy, friendly
but
shit like that to get it acceptance. I mean,
I wish I knew on hand what year it was that he went
to the
White House.
When he went to the 1991? 1991. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it was
That's
Bush,
what
Nike right?
said. I never have dinner with the president.
Yeah,
I never have dinner with the president. No Vaseline.
Of that back then, especially, think about this too. It was around there not too long after that with, you know, well, definitely there, where people used to take hip-hop tapes and go smash them in the street on news cameras.
Shit, my mom used to smash that shit. That's how much people didn't like rap back then. My mom didn't let me listen to it, but my brother, my third youngest brother, I mean, over the years came, she accepted it and didn't have an issue with it. But back then, nobody liked hip-hop. Not a lot of people.
No,
oh,
man,
yeah,
man.
Hell yeah, man. When I was growing up, man, I didn't know too much about it. You know, I was younger. You know, I was like, 95, 96. I was real young. And my aunt used to tell me, Tupac's the devil. I'm like, what? I'm like, man, that's crazy.
Remember when that advisory sticker means something on the front of the CD or tape?
Hell yeah. Parental advisory?
I remember, you know, sometimes, depending on the manager at this warehouse we grew up, when I was a kid buying hip-hop, I sometimes had to take my parents with me if they had the parental advisory.
Really? That should never happen to me one time.
7 years old, though. 10, 11 years old.
Yo, I knew when I was younger, man, when I seen that sticker, I was like, yo, that got to be the good album.
probably the only tape at that time that shit happened to was probably Two Live Crew, NWA, of course, and that Body Count from Ice-T with the Cop Killer. Those were probably out there that all the record stores were probably working out for the young people buying it. And probably say, oh, no, this is like pornographic shit. You got to be over 18.
He dropped the Body Count, too, and that was a huge thing.
Okay,
that
I bought that
when
record.
When he did the shows and everything, that was a whole huge thing with Ice-T.
Yep.
Hey, wasn't Smooth? Didn't Smooth the Hustler? Him and Ice-T were boys, if I'm correct, right?
Who?
I want to say Smooth the Hustler and Ice-T. They did some like production.
Ice-T has a. Everybody loves Ice-T in New York, so I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, definitely.
I know Ice-T
got a. Didn't he get a WC in the rap game?
Hey, I got since we live on the air, I got a special guest in the house. Hey, say what's up, special guest. 941, what's happening?
Yo.
Who we speaking with? Man. You live on the air, homie. Say what's up. This motherfucker over here tripping. Man, you're killing me, Smalls. I got the homie Jay Sosa on the line, but obviously he doesn't want to, you know what I'm saying, get it in. So either way, but, you know, with the BJ Knockout thing, he's going to be back on the show. You already know how I do it. I'm not going to go.
Tripping.
You know what I mean? Josh, I appreciate you. I know you rock with us every night, no matter what. You know
oh, yeah,
what I'm saying?
But
again, then bringing up the whole Eazy-E conversation, that's almost a whole show for BG Knockout.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I got a lot for BG Knockout to ask. This is crazy because he's been gone for so long. And at that time, when their album dropped in the summertime of 95, you got to remember he was an up-and-coming rap star, up-and-coming for the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? I just imagine that if people that would never went into jail.
Now, speaking of that,
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Big shout
that
out.
That album, man.
To the
that
folks
album, man, was a good album. That, oh, my fault. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was saying big shout out to the folks locked up because I am on the air. So, but coming very, very soon is an exclusive interview with somebody very important that's behind bars, from behind bars. And it's dropping very, very, very soon. A Die For exclusive, so look out for that.
Motherfuckers have abandoned and forgot about them, too, so we're going to bring it first. Die For will be exclusive.
And it's actually going to be live, not live on the air, but it's going to be live as far as being able to be played and heard by the audience at about 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Oh,
.com. You can check it out. There's also going to be a donation box right there with a PayPal for the homie that definitely needs our help. And I definitely, definitely urge y'all to listen to the whole interview because it's one of the realest things you will ever hear in your life. Ever. And I don't say that because it's Die For Radio. I don't say that because I did it. I don't say that. I can't take credit for any of this because it wouldn't be possible without the person involved. You know what I'm saying? But it is one of the realest stories you'll ever hear in your life, and it is definitely crazy. So about 5 o'clock tomorrow, and there will be posts about it. Definitely check it out because it is going down.
And all I got to say on that is boom, ping, ping.
So on that note, since my man, Mr. Long from Black Sheep, the White Crows, just posted on Facebook, big shout out to me and the whole crew. I'm going to end the show with this Razzcast track. And I'm really excited for it. You know I'm excited about this album.
Of course.
And the crazy thing was is I thought, you know, and maybe, you know, I'm the host of the show, I should know what I'm talking about. I could have sworn it was on iTunes already and ready to be sold and this and that, and he shot it to me, so we the first ones to have it. Radio stations don't have it, nothing. Die For Radio was the first one to play this song with him and Kaz off the album. So, well, I mean, it's on SoundCloud, you know what I'm saying, through his own thing, but, I mean, he hadn't shot it to really to anybody. So...
Yeah, we'll be
out.
Getting exclusives anyway, so.
Yeah, definitely. Big shout-out to Miss Jean Grey. That what a wonderful, what a great interview with Jean Grey, man. I was really impressed with her, really impressed with what she had to say. She's obviously a lyricist. Josh, you already know that was a great interview.
Oh, definitely, yep. Man. I was digging it.
Or you already know who she is, so, I mean, she's definitely always carried the respect of a true MC in this game and always will. Smooth the Hustler. You know, definitely came through, dropped the knowledge. That was dope. So just a beautiful, beautiful night. BG Knockout, we will have him back on the show very soon. And y'all already know my people's out there. Trust me. Happened with Redman. You know, Cheeks. What I say, I was going to have him back and make it worth it, and it was definitely worth it, and it's definitely going to happen. This is the business we are in, and we got to deal with it. But regardless, the show must go on. It's Die For Radio. I appreciate everybody that tuned in. We had a lot of callers. And you know what's starting to trip out with me is we have a lot of callers call up that just want to listen to the show. They may not be at the opportunity to be in the internet or anything like that. And there's a lot of callers that just literally
just listen to on their phone. It's
yeah,
crazy.
Just want to listen to on their phone.
Yeah.
So big shout out to y'all.
Yeah,
y'all
that's
know
what
who
I do,
are.
Man. I'm on...
And
big shout out to all y'all fans and listeners. Big shout out to y'all. Check out everything on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Mad4, MADDPHOUR. I'm the only one with that name, so if you see another motherfucker with my name, you let me know. We'll bust his head upside his head with a fucking motherfucking brick on GP, man.
Absolutely.
Don't be fighting
big
my shit.
Big shout out to Hype Magazine. They definitely holding us down as we holding them
shout
down.
Shout out to
but
Todd
Hype,
Davis.
See, Todd
Hype
Davis, every crew. You know what I'm saying? Catch me Saturday night. Down in California, you know what I mean?
We're ripping it.
Woo! And then the whole Die For crew is down that whole week. After that, we got two short show, you know what I'm saying, Thursday, March 6th in Moreno Valley. So it's going to be big, big, big. I got a camera
and
crew coming.
We got my birthday
though.
Coming up, so y'all come and holler, motherfuckers.
Big shout out to everybody. Hey. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to end it with this cut, and man, we'll see y'all tomorrow night. I got a special night tomorrow night, and it's not hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? I got some OG R&B cats coming through, and it's going to blow your mind who I've coming through. I'm not releasing it till tomorrow, and it's going to go down. I'm telling you right now, y'all, it's going to go down. We talking R&B that we all used to listen to, man, for. I mean, it's going down.
Yeah, real R&B, not rhythm and bullshit.
Yeah, so, you know what I mean? Definitely Dafo Radio
tomorrow. I can't wait to hear that show, man. I can't wait.
Ooh. It's definitely going down. And, yeah, let's do this. We're going to end with this this Mr. Long. Shout out to everybody. Come on.
Yo, this is the Mechadon CEO Smooth, and you're on Dafo Radio, baby. Holla at me.
What's up, y'all? This is the RASKASSS. Saying that from the West, taking it to your fucking chest like breath, and you are now tuned into Die For Radio. You know what it is. Right now, this is A-Plus from the Mighty Hieroglyphics, the Soldier Mischief crew. From now till infinity, we on Die For Radio. Check it out. Anytime you can speak your mind and hear some hip-hop from a head that's really going to tell you how it is. A-Plus in the house, 93 till infinity, Die For Radio. Much love.
This is your boy, Hillside, MJ. MJG, you hear me? Die For Radio. Check it out, y'all. It's your boy Payne putting it down for the world famous MOP. One time.
Mic check 1, 2. Check this out, man. Recognize the voice. This is them boys. Taking Steel Smith and Wesson. You listening to the number one station, Die For Radio.
Check it. This is your man, the original Dirty Rock Scoundrel, Jable the Damager. And you rocking right now, Die For Radio. You know what it is.
Exactly what you foes need.
Nosebleed.
The white crows be the antidote. And y'all niggas getting cured by them rhymes you wrote. We brought the essence to you adolescents.
Youngin'.
Like when that real hip-hop shit had a presence.
Well, this is it.
With a raw uncut. Bringing the ball back up. Keeping you all starstruck. Taking the hide and fuck. I got a beef with whack rappers cause they tank the game. Shit is all convoluted. It just ain't the same. I got a beef with dope rappers cause they just complain. That they can't maintain. So they have to refrain. Mr. Long is unprecedented. The way I represent it, I call it like I see it and I say it like I meant it.
You fake bitches kick, you fake niggas kick. You fake bitches kick, you fake niggas kick. You perpetrators kick, you imitators kick. And all you haters kick, rock. You fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick. You fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick. You perpetrators kick, you imitators kick. And all you haters kick, rock.
Scram, beat it, kick rocks and chase them. See, I don't Captain Saberhoe, I replace them. And I don't hang with no bitch niggas, I erase them. About face them, the transport, Jason Statham. Snatch them off the stage like Juggalo shows. A group of Negroes becomes a murder of crows. Plus I murder the pros. Pink game is epic, gimmicky rappers, adios, see the exit. Cause you the type of weirdo buying hookers off of Craigslist. We be on a dynamic duo, the meth and red shit. Blackout, air to whack out. That's why I'm hotter than a crack house. Hip-hop is my journey. Rap nowadays is corny. 99% of these famous niggas bore me. I hope major labels disappear, cause I don't like a lot of what I gotta hear.
You fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick. You fake niggas kick, you fake bitches kick. You fake niggas kick, you perpetrators kick. You imitators kick, and all you haters kick, rock.